following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mag Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Friday, taking you to the weekend, hopefully. And, of course, the best of Saturday brought to you by Scott Kunith. Scott's got, he sent me his reviews, which are really good. I guess they get reviewed, too, just like we do. I don't know if Scott asks for reviews as often as we do.
That's probably a pretty big thing to that gig. Reviews must be huge.
He gets very good ones, and he is the rising star over at CBWM. Call Scott Kunith at 248-797-7746. He just lived in another house. He's starting to really kill it over there. You can email Scott, or if maybe somebody want to refer to Scott Kunith, that's fine. S. Kunith at CBWM. And we're live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th Street in Royal Oak. Enjoy the warm sunshine. Boy, it is warm. Check out the $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily, plus bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh-squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas. They got a tequila menu. They got so many. And, of course, the signature sauces, salsa, guacamole, homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket from Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Modern Mexican delicacies, fresh from the kitchen to your table. So, I think today...
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. That sounds really good right now, actually. I thought we could start off by wrapping up the bagel guy. Bagel boy, bagel... I was going to call him bagel boy. That's Rob Camilletti. Cher's old boyfriend.
Oh,
what? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Cher had a... When Cher was probably... 48, 50. She had a boyfriend who was like 25, and he was like a bagel boy.
Really?
He worked at a bagel shop, so they called him Bagel Boy. Chicks thought he was really hot.
She was pretty horny, wasn't she? Because Anthony Kiedis says that he like slept with her when they moved out to LA when he was with his dad, and he was 12.
I think she...
Cher sure has gone downhill.
Not what? That maybe they got it on, but they just slept together. I don't know. It was okay. Weird, but it was from his book. So,
okay. Scar Tissue.
It was too. Yeah, it was creepy.
That's a wild book.
That is a great book.
Whew, man,
that book.
Chili Pepper still getting it done, and anyway, this guy, you know, he went off on the women at this bagel shop, and it's all about all this built-up anger he has about women won't date him because he's short.
He is
short.
I think they might not date him for other reasons.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. But he calls himself the Martin Luther King of short men.
What? In what way? Huh.
Because he's raising awareness of how women treat short men.
Oh, really?
Well, they do have separate drinking fountains. There's always one that's a lot lower.
He's raising awareness. You know, I'm going to go to bat for short
men. Thank you,
Trudy.
That's it for today for me.
People do pile on short men. And with all the soft people who can't take the shaming of this and the shaming of that, for some reason it's okay to rag short men. Why is that?
It isn't, as I found out on the Boner line. You can't. But something I noticed, though, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, she's taller than him. Maybe a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly. He doesn't seem at all affected by it. He's pretty cool.
Same thing with Seth Green and his wife.
Don't think Joe Jonas has too much trouble with ladies.
Right. Yeah. So if you have self-esteem, if you're just going to have a grudge or a chip on your shoulder, then yeah.
Taking a detour on the Jonas Brothers, because you have talked about Kevin before.
Loser. They don't need him. Just shed him.
I was looking at him the other day, and like maybe they were on CBS Sunday, the old man show.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how the other two are so successful and have really hot wives.
Yeah.
And Kevin's got like a family.
And he also...
Welcome to the jungle, Kevin.
His wife's kind of normal.
Yeah, no, she's very normal.
Did you know they did a reality show that bombed?
Oh, it sucked.
No!
Nobody cares. It's the latch on. It's the one that they're just stuck to. The coattail grabbing brother who sucks.
But isn't he the oldest of the three?
Yeah, I guess he's a guitar virtuoso.
Bullshit.
No, kidding.
No, you're not. Nobody in the Jonas Brothers.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
But the others are Mary, like you said, Sophie Turner, you said?
Yeah.
Her name?
Mm-hmm.
And then from Game of Thrones, and then that Padma Lakshmi.
Oh, right,
is a piece of ass, yeah.
She's cute.
Well, I was reading about the bagel guy and his...
Bagel dwarf is what is taking off now.
His Martin Luther King statement, which seemed a little strong. And I don't know why it struck me that when you rag on, for example, Asian men for being short, I mean, didn't somebody just do that?
Really?
Remember somebody said the little guy, and he's referring to a Japanese guy?
Who was it?
It was, we talked about it on the show, and he had to apologize. And I'm trying to think, it wasn't Trump, I don't think. Do you remember what I'm talking about, Brandon?
No, I don't.
He said something about it was the little guy. I remember the little guy, he was Japanese or something like that. And people were like, wait a second. But it seems to me that if it's just like this guy, nobody gives a shit and they'll laugh.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
Anyway, all right, enough sermonizing. Let's see what he's gotten into. And he is a modern day prophet, Martin Luther King of.
For starters, you want to watch the quick the original video real quick just to refresh everybody.
Okay.
For women to say, you're 5 feet on dating sites, you should be dead. That's okay.
No one said that.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip.
He's adorbs.
So this is what happened after that guy beat his ass, essentially.
Absolutely. And a guy three times my size. You better believe that's okay.
Get your food.
What happened?
He keeps going back after he's storming off and then he storms back. He was married, by the way.
Yeah, he's got a kid.
5 years.
No, he has no kid.
He does not have a kid, but he's divorced. And
say hello to my little friend!
He has a cleaning business.
So it turns out he's got a YouTube channel that has just a ton of different videos. He's already actually deleted a bunch of them, which sucks. Because
I got a little getting even to do.
Yeah, there was some good content in there, but some people have taken them and put them up there. So here's one in 7-Eleven, I believe.
Oh, cool.
And happy 7-Eleven Day to everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's
the second time I've been asked this question in like 2 weeks. Once at 2 in the morning in Farmingdale at a gas station, and now here. I come in here to get a coffee and to get a donut. It's May 5th, 2019 at like fucking 5:30 in the morning. And this jackass right here asks me, what is my height? Now, what do you got to say about that? I come in here to give you guys a lot of business, right?
They're stunned. What's going on right now?
Whoa, hold on a minute. I just bring this to the counter, right, to pay for my shit. You don't say, hi, how you doing? The first thing out of your mouth is, what's my height? See how tough you are now with the fucking cops here, okay? You want to harass me?
Good use of resources.
Huh? Where's the other guy? Get him over here. Where is he?
He called the cops.
Get him over here. Get him over here. Get him over here. I'm tired of this bullshit, bro.
Is he ordering the cops around?
I'm tired of this. Relax. You want me to go outside? I'll go outside. I they didn't tell you what's going on? Every this is the second look. I had a big account that
I lost. The angle of the camera, the cup is skying over him too.
I'm really upset at that. Now I'm living in my car because I didn't get along with my landlord. She treated me like shit. So I'm getting to that. So I'm already pissed about that as it is. Okay? So when I worked a big account in Farmingdale about 2 weeks ago at 2 in the morning, I went to get a coffee.
Look at all the
this
energy.
This guy goes, how tall are you?
Now I come in here.
You know what those guys should do to him? Put their hand on his forehead. Keep him at arm length.
And he like swing his arms.
Without being harassed. Okay? I'm depressed enough as it is. And I wanted to. I was in Stony Brook at one point for depression for my height. I come in here 5 in the morning.
Why do people care about that?
And this guy here. And
this
then
dude
he's
doesn't even look like he understands what the problem is.
Does that guy know how to ask someone what their height is? I mean, does he speak English?
Okay.
He has a set of words.
That's what he should do. He should go into that mode.
Speak English.
Finnish.
All of that. That's okay.
I am Finnish.
You did say that, but I don't believe it. 2 minutes later, you're talking.
What do you want?
I want to file harassment charges.
There's no such thing as
that. That's bullshit. Okay, so let me ask you a question. If I ask the girl how big her tits are, is that harassment?
No.
What? You're kidding
me. Sexual harassment is much different.
Well, let me tell you something. I am fucking fed up. Everywhere I go, I get a goddamn coffee.
Jeez, man. That guy is so angry.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
He's got a... He's,
kind of.
I love how the guy just sort of slips in an apology. He had no idea what the hornet's nest he was stirring up. No.
His YouTube channel has a lot of fishing. Looks like he's a big fisherman out there in Long Island. Here's one called Fat Fuck at Grizzly's
Bar. Oh, this is a classic.
In Bayshore.
Yeah, ragging on my height all day, you fat fuck. Yeah, you're big tough, ragging on a fucking midget, right? You fat piece of shit. Really? She's going to make this shit up? You're a fuck. And you know what? All you girls go for the big bullies. You know what? Big tough guy ragging on me.
You're little bullies?
Why would she make that shit up? Ask her.
I
see her the loud of the day.
What did I say?
Now I'm getting serious. Anybody else want to rag on my height? She said you open your mouth,
yes.
And she opened his fucking mouth.
Me?
Yeah. That's what she said. She said she heard you say it, and you said something. Both of you. She fucking heard it when I went to the bathroom. Fuck you, dude. I'm getting out. But I want to draw my last 2 cents. You think she's going to make shit up like that?
Chris, why would I say we've been breaking
down? I don't know.
Ask
him. Her.
What's the problem?
What?
You look first at me. You look at me like I was crazy.
First of all, I didn't see who you were with. I saw something. Look, and if you were in the light here.
Don't even argue with the guy. You're not going to talk any sense into him.
You can't call me anything. I don't know what we're talking about.
How old is that guy in the Jets jersey? About 60?
Yeah. You mean, quote-unquote, the fat fuck?
Yes.
You big bully. You're a fat, overgrown. You're a fat, ugly piece of shit. You're a fat, ugly piece of fucking shit.
Do you like his jersey, by the way? The Wayne Krebet jersey?
Kinda.
That was cool for like 2 years.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Okay, cool, man. All right.
Fuck you.
Nice. Class ass.
So all he
makes things happen. I got to give him that.
All he does is just go around getting fights all day long about and claim somebody else.
And yet, women don't want to date him because he's short.
Comes number 80.
You want to date him because he's trouble.
She told me somebody else said so. I didn't say
the guy. The guy said
I didn't say one word.
He's still denying what he said.
Oh,
why are these people coming out of the restaurant to argue with him?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Just
I think because he makes things happen. It's exciting to have him around yelling.
You just laugh at him like, really? Okay, great.
Small men do great things. Napoleon, David Miscavige, Kevin Hart is the shortest man in America, and he sells out football stadiums where huge men play for 2 seasons and get brain damage. Justice.
Nick says his temper is short.
Yeah.
And quite a few.
There are a bunch of them. He's a little angry.
He's a lot angry.
What a jerk.
Brandon, he had his own channel?
Yeah. Chris Morgan.
And he just uploaded all these on his own channel.
Yeah, but unfortunately he's deleted a bunch in the last, I'd say, hour or so. So here he is messing with Mike the Jew. I don't even know what these are.
Are you waiting?
I'm waiting.
Hilarious.
No, at least he's having fun in this one. That's good.
He's annoying as hell.
A little annoying,
he's jabbing the guy in the ear with a, what is that?
A miniature baseball bat.
Dick.
Wow. He's trying to find one that's not fishing.
Bill Weaver wonders if he has small junk.
I'd like to know, please, where my $1,500 is.
You ain't even got no $1,500. You ain't even got no $100.
Where's my $1,500?
You're homeless. What are you talking about?
Al, Wiz, I lent you $1,500. I want to know where my $1,500 is. Are you going to answer me, or I'm going to take you to small claims court?
All right, take me to small claims court.
Do you think you can lend, you can
being taken to small
from
claims court. What a threat that is.
This guy's paying him no mind.
I'm going to take you to small claims court.
Okay, great.
Where the limit's like
$100. $1,500. Where is it?
I need a policeman.
God, the resources used on this BS, man.
I'm in the street.
Port Jeff Station.
I'm in the street.
This guy's calling the cops?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is a 15-minute video.
Let's speed ahead.
Why is this much time to argue?
Fucking street, asshole. You owe me $1,500. And if you goddamn think you're getting away with this, you're out of your fucking mind, pal. You think I'm a sucker? Huh? You think I'm a sucker? I'll wait for the cops. I didn't do nothing wrong, and I'm not on your property, okay? How goddamn dare you do what you did to me? Yeah, yeah, with your little smirk. Tell me, Al, how did you enjoy your fucking Florida trip on my money? Answer my question. Bullshit. You're out of fucking line. You're out of fucking line. You're out of fucking line. I don't want to hear your mouth. Where's my money? Where's my money? You can keep your $300 I owe you for working.
You owe me way more than that.
Bullshit, motherfucker. Bullshit.
You owe me way more than that.
Bullshit. You told me three. I don't owe you shit.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. The guy didn't say a word. And then he says something. He said, he owes him more than that.
You should have said, why don't you take me to tall claims court?
Oh.
He thought things were winding down, so he fired him up again.
Excuse me? Yeah, that's right. Al, stop. Al, Al. Listen, Al.
Al, he may know them.
Bullshit. You're not being bullshit. Logical. You owe me $1,200.
Okay. Does that guy look like Benicio Del Toro?
Turn, did he just pay $300? He said it's $1,200 now.
I thought it was Benicio.
It looks like Benicio.
Rip off three hundos?
You would have sucked me out of another $900 had I not got you in that contract.
No problem.
You're full of shit. Where's my $1,200?
Can somebody?
Dude, you're homeless. What are you talking about? Contract? You don't have a contract for anything.
Need some little person to, you know, get him laid so that he's calm now again. Isn't that what he needs?
Well,
really?
Could he date little people? I mean, it's
he can be taller
be tall.
Than them.
He's not really a dwarf though, right? He's just short.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the word dwarf is appropriate these days.
Dwarf is.
Is it?
Dwarf is appropriate. Yeah, yeah. Midget
What's
is
the
not.
Word? Wait.
Midget is not appropriate.
Hold on, time out. What is worse about midget than dwarf?
I don't know. Go ask a dwarf.
I'd rather be called a midget.
Why?
Than a dwarf?
I don't know.
A dwarf sounds
isn't dwarf
too
part,
playful.
Isn't it part of the real scientific diagnosis, though?
Probably.
Like dwarfism?
I swear to God, I rarely hear... Do you hear the word dwarf much? I thought
I
little people.
So.
I thought everybody just played
I
it safe.
It was little people.
Yeah, maybe little people's approach. Maybe
I play it
bad.
Safe with little people myself.
Why is that?
They're
That's
just my strategy.
They're just people to me.
You got to categorize them.
Did Brandon? Did the cops ever show up
to this one?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
I just want to see if the cops.
I hope
talk
not.
The guy into paying him back the other $1,200.
I hope not.
When? What? When?
Stop! You ain't getting.
Okay. What?
You don't see any cops?
No.
No.
He's back on the phone too. Yeah,
this is a 15-minute video, and he's just constantly trying to. Get the cops to show
little
up.
Little guy, little dogs. You know, little dogs are kind of feisty.
Ooh, yeah.
Sort of the same thing.
Trudy yeah. just compared him to Layla. A little bit.
I did.
She is feisty.
Yeah, she is feisty.
Okay, so anyway, the ESPYs were last night. And
cool.
So happy to see the women's soccer team once again anointed.
You just keep winning.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously they were going to win. And I don't know why Sandra Bullock had to say, all those in favor of equal pay, the women's soccer team wins. It's like, wow. Oh, God. I mean, that, of course, in that crowd, I'm sure people were going, yeah!
Can I ask you this? What fake award did they win?
Best team.
I don't know. What is an award?
I don't know.
They basically take the champions from every league, and then they say which one's the best.
That's not an award.
They can't play each other, though.
Exactly. What are they going to? Are they going to play the Raptors in some sport?
The Red Sox.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
I think before they're declared champions, they should have to beat those 14-year-old boys they lost to in a rematch. Yeah. And why didn't they win something? Aren't they the best team?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be getting paid a lot of money?
Did you see Megan Rapinoe's nip slip?
I did.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a nip slip. That was her whole boob. Yeah.
It's a hydrack.
Nice.
I'm not certain I'm going to rag her for that, but it seemed like her boob was going to come out. It almost came out when she was on stage too.
Yeah.
Got milk?
That dress.
she sounded so proud of herself for not using the F word. You catch it? She said, "I've used the F word in every speech I've given, but I'm going to spare you tonight."
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, great.
I know.
Cool. Instead, I'm going to show you my titty.
Yeah. And another girl was wearing the same kind of open, like, she's wearing like a suit jacket with nothing else underneath. I mean, how is a tit going to stay inside there?
That's pretty sweet. It'd be like a guy wearing a pair of pants with a zipper open.
Pretty much, and no underwear.
Yeah, of course. That goes without saying.
So, they won, and God, that Alex Morgan is...
She's beautiful, isn't she?
She's really pretty,
yeah.
The cool part of the night, I thought, was the Jimmy V Award, because this guy, Rob Mendes, I've never heard of him. He's in a wheelchair, an incredible wheelchair, by the way. because he has no arms and no legs from birth, and he's coach of a football team.
Cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I love what he said, too. He's talking about how it's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do. And it's not something people say much anymore. I mean, that seems so simple to me, but it seems we're so hung up on people being victims and being kept from doing things.
What team is he? A high school team, obviously.
I think it's a high school team. I didn't know a lot about him.
Huh. What's his
name? I'd have gotten so much more pussy if I had his chair.
Oh, how much more pussy did he have? A better
chair. He had a better chair than Hawk.
Uh-huh.
But I can't believe Hawk's taking a shot at Rob Mendez.
Only Hawk.
I was not expecting that.
No, it was nice wheels.
Nice wheels.
They were. No, he had a great set of wheels. They were cool as
respect.
Hell.
Respect.
And, but Hawk definitely probably pulled a lot more chicks. I'm just guessing. This guy, I don't think he's more into.
That's right.
He's more into other stuff.
Do we know, though, for sure? I mean,
no, we don't. I mean,
we don't.
I would not put anything past this guy. This guy's the kind of guy, if he put his mind to it, he could get laid constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, he could do nothing but have gyrating chicks circling his chair, nonstop, 24 hours a day.
Serious issue, shallow thought. He's the JV coach of high school. I mean, what?
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, give him a varsity job. I think he's being held back.
Yeah, I'd like
to see him. Because he doesn't have arms or legs. Someone's holding him back from coaching varsity.
Tell you what, he was buzzing around that stage.
Should go coach an XFL team.
Anybody know how he controls that chair, by the way? Anybody?
Probably with the mouth, right?
The chair.
Do they have tubes?
Hawk, you'd think Hawk would answer the question. Yeah. But instead, he comes in with the chair. Hawk is talking in drops. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hip. Hawk is hip.
I controlled my chair with my balls.
Okay, maybe that's how he does it.
He controls it with his head and his neck.
Oh, okay.
Or a new article on ESPN.
Well, I got to tell you, he was getting around no problem.
That's cool.
And it was, a lot of times when people are in some state of infirmity, it's always a big effort to get them to the mic. This guy just buzzed right up there, gave a great speech. He was loud. He was forceful. Really cool. That was great.
So
those kids, man, they cannot complain about anything. Because look at Coach, right? Those will be good, tough kids.
Yeah.
Finally.
Terry, by the way, his fund for his chair.
Oh, yes.
Up to 28,000.
What?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
One more thing on Rob Mendez. You know how he learned how to coach football?
How?
Madden.
Oh, playing
really?
Madden?
Yeah. His older sister Jackie pushed her brother to try new things, and one day tucked a PlayStation controller under his chin. He learned to press the buttons with his chin and his collarbone.
Oh, my God.
Unlike fighting or fantasy games where he constantly had to engage, football gave him breaks. Pick a play, execute for a few seconds, take a break, pick another play, and repeat. Isn't that crazy? He finished second in his first tournament in Madden against his friends in high school. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Cool guy.
I cannot imagine all the things this guy has taught himself to do that you would never dream a guy like that could do. Great story.
Yeah.
And the other thing we were really interested in was Tracy Morgan hosting this. And, oh, man, not very good response.
Yeah.
I guess he made the monologue all about him.
Did he use his famous line?
Which one?
Get somebody
I'm
pregnant.
I'm going to get you pregnant.
No, he did not. I don't know. Maybe he did. I didn't see it. But he made a lot of jokes about his settlement, about being set for life. And then he made this. The only joke someone was complaining that his jokes seemed tired and old.
Oh, yeah.
Is this it?
This is it, yeah.
Okay.
You joke about the car?
Hey, this show is a celebration of the year in sports. So many amazing things happen. The St. Louis Blues, they won their first Stanley Cup. The women's U.S. women's soccer team won their second World Cup.
Here comes
the punchline.
What's the punchline going to be?
And the Knicks signed Taj Gibson.
that's kind of funny.
All right. That's what I can get. Hey, man, it's so nice to be in a room full of rich black people and have no one question where we got our money. Yeah, I know Bill Walton, but this is not about you, Bill.
Bill
here,
who?
We Walton. Know how we earned all our money. Now, Patrick Mahomes won MVP. Zion Williamson was the first draft pick, and Tracy Moore got hit by a damn truck. It was very lucrative. Matter of fact, I just moved into my rich neighborhood in Alpine, New Jersey. My old rich white neighbor, he sees me coming out my gate, and he says, well, what do you do? And I said, about what? See, he thought I was an actor or an athlete. And I told him, you know the straws you drink out of at McDonald's? He said, yeah. I said, I make those.
Oh,
as you may or may not know, I just got into an accident with my brand new $2 million sports car. It was one of the most expensive cars out. And I owned it for like 3 minutes and 37 seconds. I didn't even get to put the radio on. I mean, the car dealer, he was still waving goodbye when I got hit. And I called my wife and I said, Booby, I got into an accident. She said, yeah, how much we gonna get? I tell her, I'm sorry, Booby, it wasn't a Walmart truck. It was a lady driving a Honda Civic. She said, yeah, well, how much she gonna get? My wife think getting hit by trucks is a job now. She was like, you need to get up off this $5,000 couch and go on the turnpike and look for another truck. You ain't been hit in 4 or 5 years. The uncle said there's a railroad crossing down by his house. You know Amtrak pay out good. Oh, but I'm excited to be here, man.
Bombing, man.
Tonight, I've been a sports fan my whole life, man.
People are claiming
but
that
I gotta say something.
Adding canned laughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but.
Do people not know?
There was more laughter than I would have thought.
Do people not know that he was hit by a car or truck, the Walmart truck?
I don't. Why is he joking about that? I mean, wasn't it like 5 years ago?
Does
everyone know about his other accident?
He mentions it on every show that he's ever on.
Yeah.
But it's the ESPYs.
Yeah.
I would think the jokes would be about sports, not him.
Yeah, roasting, you know, some of the people in the room, maybe.
You're not allowed to do that anymore. Not since Norm.
You're right.
What are you supposed to do?
It's tame.
I don't know.
It's weak.
People were saying stuff like, why are you making jokes about an accident where someone was killed? Because if you remember, his comedian friend was killed, which he was the one who was, you know, he was really upset about it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's his accident.
No, it's a punchline. But yeah, it's his accident. If he's okay with it, I think other people can handle it.
Do you remember when Steve Harvey do like the NFL awards or something? He did stand. You remember that, Brandon? Because you and I watched that and laughed at it.
I don't remember.
That's a similar room, a tough room where you have all these sports figures, and Steve Harvey managed it particularly well.
I think Steve Harvey can manage any.
Do any? Yeah, he's got 10 jobs too. So
yeah, the NFL honors. That's it. But I mean, we don't need to play it. I'm just saying. I don't know. It's a weird room. I don't know why anybody would want to do that room.
Okay, so that didn't work out so well.
That'd be great if that's how he ended it.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
That's one of my favorite drops.
It's great.
The whole thing is just
it's really
awesome.
Grand, yeah.
I remember watching it too. It was every bit as funny live. Is after the fact.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it? It didn't work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all. Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful. It was on point. Okay, it won't be continuing, or should I just be embarrassed in my fucking brother? Okay.
He is just so nervous.
He's very self-aware, though.
He is.
Give him credit for
that. Incredibly nervous. Oh, boy. So, some of you have had less than desirable experiences with dealerships in the past. Our favorite dealership is Zot Ford and Holly, and they're here to erase those crummy memories and make sure you have a ball buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Working with our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford is the way a dealership experience should be, world-class, plus the parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. Don't forget to take a selfie with the life-size Hulk Hogan statue. Say hi to Steve Gabara or Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Or Stacy, or anybody over there. Take a ride in the leather massage chairs, sip some fresh brewed coffee, or have some movie-style popcorn. No matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers, and you guys have responded in full from day one. So go visit them and tell them any of us, or all of us, sent you to Zot Ford in Holly. I got to turn my headphones up. There we go. Oh, man, I turned it too loud. Boy. Jeez.
Turn my headphones up!
That didn't work out so well.
Should I just keep going? That didn't work out well either.
Corrective eye surgery is one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of the century. In fact, LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poor performance of those dated technologies. Dr. Yaldo, our Red Shovel sponsor, is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000-plus people have gotten a state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure, and most have actually got better than 20/20 vision called Supernormal Vision. Should he have an over 30,000 served sign like McDonald's?
Oh,
what is McDonald's? Did they not do that sign?
Now it's just billions and billions served.
So they don't keep us up to date on how many have been served?
Mm-mm. That sign can't roll over?
No.
I thought that sign was cool.
Well, it's just going to end up being an infinity, right?
I use a calculator for that.
Thanks, David.
It's funny. I haven't seen a sign saying anything like that in a long time. But they used to have, you know, what, like 300 million served or something?
Yeah.
And it would always go
what
up.
Happened to it.
Fortunately for them. Anyway, he's got the custom LASIK procedure. Most have gotten better than 20/20 vision, super normal vision. Seeing better without glasses and contacts than you ever did with them. It takes a few minutes. It's painless. You can throw all the contacts and glasses in the garbage and all the lotion, or not the lotion, the solution, all that BS. Multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. So you've got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. And you could get some great frames over there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses, regular glasses.
I agree.
Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. What are you laughing at?
We're just watching this guy again.
The story on the bagel guy.
Oh, that guy.
And the takedown is just, I don't know, it's really funny to me.
Yeah, the guy puts his hand around his neck.
He's bigger.
He's talking about suing that guy now.
Okay, good, cool. Whatever, dude. So sue me.
The guy did.
We're going to make a federal case out of it.
He'll be on Cameo in a week.
Oh,
Cameo.
No. Oh, here we go. They went to the bagel boss.
Yes. Oh, as women. That's not right.
The video exploded on social media with 21 million views on Twitter alone.
Shut your mouth.
So who's the guy who sure seems to have issues about his height?
Should we call bagel
We've
boss?
We've learned his name is Chris Morgan, and here he is.
Oh, there he is.
He spoke to Inside Edition
She skies over him.
Do you think that a bagel shop is really the place to take out all of this anger with all of these strangers, innocent people around?
Why not? What do you mean take it out? And you're acting like I committed mass shooting or something. That guy, twice my size, that women love, the bullies, attack me.
He was quickly done talking.
You know what? I don't really, no offense, I don't really like you that much, so this interview's over.
It turns out he's posted videos of other nasty confrontations about his height on his YouTube channel. Here he is at a convenience store.
I come in here to get a coffee, and this jackass right here asks me what is my height.
Dude.
In a bar.
The guy looks so harmless.
In his neighborhood.
Are you threatening to punch a guy that's half your size?
Now comes the most epic battle of all.
Battle.
In the bagel store.
You want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh?
How about Inside Edition sending their tallest female reporter out there in her tallest heels?
Definitely they did.
And her waist was like at his neck.
Oh, man.
Oh, God,
that was funny.
I think that's his purpose, is to get somebody to attack him so he can sue them.
Oh.
I think he's provoking it on purpose.
You might be onto something there, Trudy.
If homeless, needs the money.
I like you so much, Trudy.
This interview's over.
This interview's over.
Okay,
an asshole.
And he walks away his tiny little steps.
Yeah. I don't
up with him in three.
I don't think he's helping the cause of shorter guys. Just not really. So, because it's kind of sort of True Crime Thursday, I'm interested in that story about the woman who disappeared from the Vatican in 1983.
Yeah,
and today, does anyone know the story, like how she originally disappeared? She was supposedly going from a music lesson or something. And
then poof, she just disappeared.
Yeah, just gone.
But there had been rumors all along that she was buried on site of the Vatican.
Exactly.
One particular place, and nobody ever did anything about it.
Until they got this anonymous tip, which led them to a tomb that was like right smack in the Vatican.
Yeah.
And they opened up the tomb today, and there's nothing in it.
Uh-oh, Capone's vault.
What?
Is Geraldo there?
Wait, someone's supposed to be in there. No. What?
What happened?
Build a tomb and there's no one in it? I mean,
grave robbers.
They said this was a certainly mysterious development, which only leads to more questions.
Whose tomb is it supposed to be?
I don't know.
There is a mystery.
I think there was a name on it, but I don't know. This is what the tip was, that she was in there, and there was nothing in there.
Hmm.
How
So how
have they known nothing about where people are buried in?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was the 80s.
Vatican City.
Pretty weird.
That is very, very odd.
And then...
it's cool music, though.
There was also the story...
Oh,
there.
That's giving me a clue.
I always like that music, too. The 84-year-old woman charged with the 1984 murder of her husband with his own shotgun. And what happened was, for all these years, a burglar was blamed for it. Now, a burglar comes in, takes his shotgun and shoots him?
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty strange. And the wife, Norma's her name, Norma Albritton, she was supposed to take a polygraph because they thought, you know, something's not right here. But she was shot herself right before the polygraph, so she never took the polygraph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said she dropped...
In a separate incident?
Yeah, she dropped a gun and she said it went off and shot her.
Oh, where did it hit her at?
I don't know.
Probably,
but she couldn't take the polygraph.
Harmless. And her so buttocks.
Then they also reveal that a few years before that, her husband, Johnny Albritton, had a 13-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
And she was shot in the head, which they ruled a suicide. So now they think she shot the husband and his daughter.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's right. Lock her up.
And she's 84.
What'd she look like? That's her?
Whoa.
She looks...
Look at that Black Widow.
That's...
Amen. Lock her up. Lock her up.
She's a, like, major gangster, that woman.
Yeah.
That's right. Lock her up.
Stupid.
Seriously.
I mean, I can't believe just because she shot herself, she never had to take the lie detector. And God, I was watching this thing yesterday about this girl. I'm trying to think what the story was called, but it was on ID Channel.
Oh, okay.
As they usually are. And this chick was, they kept saying what the life of the party she was. She was actually kind of a slob.
Ooh.
And she liked showing off her tits.
Nice.
And she was real loud.
Nothing wrong with that.
And she spent money like crazy, was always buying drinks for people, but she didn't have any money.
Oh.
So when she married this guy, who she immediately started, you know, spending him out of house and home, she sent him to an ATM at 11 o'clock at night because she needed lunch money.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he leaves the house for 5 minutes, and somebody shot him at the ATM.
Whoa.
So, of course, she's the grieving widow, and then they realized that, hey, wait a second, that ATM card he was using was her card. She just opened the account, and there was only $5 in it, and she told him to get $60.
The great sleuth.
That's pretty weird. And he was trying to get 60, then 40, then 20, and then this guy comes along and gets in the car and puts a gun to his head. They come back, and the guy says, I want money from your ATM. Well, she knows there's only $5 in there. So, I mean, the whole thing was just like, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, she became a suspect. Then they find out, 2 weeks after he dies, he's in the military, so she gets a $100,000 settlement, which she calls about the next day, by the way. Yeah, I need my $100,000.
Huge mistake.
She gets the $100,000 and immediately goes on vacation with the new boyfriend 2 weeks after the guy's death.
God.
How many times do we see that?
I know. She spent the $100,000 in 3 months. And then her next husband, she tried to kill. She had $20,000 in life insurance on him. She tried to kill him.
Wow.
And I think somehow it fell apart, and so... Let's see, was it the, I think there was somebody else she tried to kill. Anyway, she got this new boyfriend who was just a complete zero, and that was the guy she went on the trip with, and he was in jail before her husband was killed, the zero she's having the affair with, and she's calling him in the jail. The calls are all recorded, and so they go and listen to him, and they're talking about killing her husband.
What the? That's dumbest criminal.
So stupid.
Oh, God.
Wow.
But it made a nice hour show on ID.
Yeah.
I got stuck in a little Drew crime last night myself with reading up on Jerry Remy, the old...
the Red Sox?
Second baseman, Red Sox.
Yeah, his son?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now he's the broadcaster. And I had no idea about his son, who, you know, he got him
pretty
a
huge
job.
Dick.
Mm-hmm. He got him a job at Fenway Park as a security guard, but then they fired him because they found out he was dealing steroids, which is crazy because Jerry Remy was a little guy. He wasn't very big. He was a second baseman.
He could stick a little bit, though.
He only had 7 home runs total in his career. But then you look at his son, Jared. He's just this beast, this monster of a man. He's just full of muscles. He's the weirdest looking dude, to tell you the truth. You know, kind of a big lump.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
And he
just looks like a...
He looks like a load.
Yeah, wow. He does. He just reeks of load.
There's audio of him dealing steroids. This is crazy.
My father says everything's negotiable.
And that's the thing. I think he was spoiled growing up along with his other brother and sister because he goes on to murder his baby mama. Now he's in prison for life. His other son... Jerry Remy's other son, he got drafted by the Red Sox, but that was kind of one of those, hey, Mario Mpemba's kid got drafted by the Tigers, and, you know.
Probably last round, 50th rounder.
46th round.
Yeah.
So he never played a ball, but he ended up going to jail a bunch
of
times.
Good for you and your father.
Because of violent acts. Even his daughter goes to jail for a bunch of
violent
acts.
Nice offspring.
Yeah, I know. I kind of felt bad for him.
Do you think it's nature or nurture? Do you think like he raised them bad, or?
I don't know.
Maybe a recessive violent gene?
Well, this...
Jerry Remy was never in trouble.
No. And he's beloved in Boston.
Here's Jared on the stand from the court case.
I had a father who did not allow me to touch myself, and not in a sexual way. No, just the most ordinary of touches. You know, if I had to make pup-pup in the toilet, I was not allowed to wipe. I would need to call my father and say, Dad, I'm finished. May I please wipe? No! Don't put your finger in your asshole! That is your mother's domain! Dad... There's a layer of toilet paper between my finger and my asshole. Very thin membrane. Dad, please! No! Don't touch it! Dad, I'm just trying to get the shit out of my ass. And you say, keep it in there! That's where it ought to be! And when you're done, I'll send your mother in with a shit rag.
Very emotional.
Don't flush those toilets! I want you to leave those logs in there for me to inspect. Want to see them. Want to see what you've done.
That's enough to mess any kid up. Yeah. I mean, what can you say?
But did you mention his crime, what he did?
He stabbed her to death in front of a bunch of people and then pleaded not guilty. I would never kill her. But the neighbors watched you stab her multiple times in the neck. It was bad.
She's beautiful, too, wasn't she? Is that her?
Yeah, no. She was really pretty.
Well, how could that chick be with that load?
Well,
that's amazing.
It's funny.
Free Red
Sox
tickets.
She was dating a guy that worked at Fenway Park, and he noticed her, and, you know, it was going on. Then he had a little, what he claims is a fling, but she got pregnant. And so immediately they had the baby, and she kept telling family members, I got to get away. This guy's crazy. But she stayed with him for another 5 years until what happened was he ended up assaulting her. He gets picked up, goes to jail, and they release him on bail.
Uh-huh.
And the next day he killed her.
Well, there's your rule, Drew.
Yep.
There's your rule right there.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, her family should be able to sue, you know.
I know. It's really.
Court.
You know, even these guys who are falsely imprisoned, they have a hard time getting significant money for being falsely imprisoned for 20, 30 years. They get like, here's $500,000.
No, the bond system.
$20,000 a year.
It's really messed up.
Yeah, there's a story definitely I want to talk about that's just incredible. The guy shot 3 people. Shot the mother, the father, and the 8-year-old, all 3 of them in the head. They're all critical. Lord. He punched the 2-year-old in the face.
Oh,
and the 2-year-old is injured, but is going to recover, I guess.
Punching.
Shot the other 3 in the head. They're all critical. Jeez. He got a $250 bail for domestic violence like a month before that.
What did he do while he was out?
Well, let me just, you know what, might as well just run down his entire record because it's so incredible.
Who is this turd?
You know what? I can't think of his name. I'm not sure I wrote it down. Oh, by the way, he may get bail on the triple shooting because they haven't arrested him yet. Bail set at $50,000. He was bonded for previous domestic violence, assault by strangulation.
Shit.
Oh, no, that's not the one he was bonded for. He was arrested for domestic violence in August of 16, assault by strangulation. It was dismissed. The witness was a no-show. Then a year later... 2 counts of criminal sexual conduct, assault with a dangerous weapon, domestic violence. He pleaded no contest to 1 of the charges and got 12 months in jail, 3 years probation, anger management, parenting class. Boy, anger management did really well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Then in March of 2019, He got assault with a dangerous weapon and domestic assault. Got the $250 bail. Skipped the court date, by the way. So while he's out there.
Wait, isn't that supposed to be the end of it then, if you skip the court date?
Yeah, they should have arrested him.
Yeah.
But they didn't. So while he was out there, he was on probation, by the way.
Where's this at? I want to look some.
Here. It's here.
It is?
Yeah. Triple shooting in Detroit. The I think if you say arrested for a triple murder, Detroit might come up. So while he's out on this bail, he is involved in this triple shooting, they allege. They haven't arrested him, but it sounds like they're going to arrest him any second. Shot the woman he assaulted in March in the head, a man and an 8-year-old, and then he beat up the 2-year-old, struck him in the face.
Great guy.
I know. Incredible.
Yeah, with a very small bond.
I mean, so many of these cases are the same people going round and round and round and round and round and round and round. So,
you see the thing in the paper today about the woman from Kalamazoo who drove her daughters into the Kalamazoo River?
Yeah.
Another Susan Smith?
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about when that story first broke. But
it's just a horrible.
It's the worst.
These.
But they
so
updated
bad.
It because I guess she tried poisoning them first. Nice mom.
Yeah.
There's some
antifreeze?
Really sad stories.
Remember the antifreeze story?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She probably saw it on 2020 and then tried it.
I know. That story was incredible in 2020.
Yeah.
When's the Andy Dick 2020, by the way, with the Phil Hartman in 2020?
I don't know. They haven't even started teasing it.
Speaking of which, I did get an Andy Dick text last
you
night.
You did?
Yeah. It said, yay, and then there was a butthole. No, I'm kidding. There was no butthole, but he did just respond.
Good.
Basically just saying, I got your message, and he's good. Excited to hear, and hopefully can get something going
contact.
Here in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, I would say, a warm response.
Yeah.
Kind of a maybe, his name, I think, evokes some conversation, to say the least. But also interest. I mean, how can you not be interested in Andy Dick?
Yeah, it's a good draw. He's hilarious.
And he's doing a lot of that stuff at the comedy store out there. I mean, he's pretty busy, really. He showed up for his 4 gigs in Kansas City,
yep.
The Johnny Dare gigs. That went really well, I guess. But I think he'd rather do one night, and so hopefully we're going to work something out.
Trying.
So,
one other local story regarding the, I guess, questionable parenting. You see that 4 people had to be rescued from the Detroit River? One was a guy that tried to commit suicide, and they coaxed him back out of the water. So he jumped in the river, and they're like, don't do that. Don't commit suicide. And they got him out. But the other one were 3 people, 9:30 last night, had to be rescued from a sinking raft. And the 3 people were a 36-year-old man, a 40-year-old woman, and a 2-year-old boy.
Oh, that boat was fucking done, man.
Is that a little weird that you're going rafting on the Detroit River at 9:30 at night with a 2-year-old?
Iceberg, run ahead!
I mean, I think I'm a questionable parent at times, but...
Oh, jeez.
I don't want those kids awake that late, much less rafting
on
the Detroit River ever.
Oh, well, I remember the guy who was talking about parenting advice right before Charlotte was born. We were taking calls one day, and the guy said,
I remember.
Just look at all the people who have managed to have kids, and they grew up, and they stayed alive somehow. Mm-hmm. And you think about that, and it seems like, well, really, there is a very low bar. I mean, there's some real dubious people who somehow become parents and their kids somehow grow up.
I was talking to Julie. I reminded her about my 10% rule because there's a lot of 10%. Like, no matter how bad you think something is, there's 10% of the public that have done worse. Or if you're late for something, there's always going to be 10% that are more late.
Yeah.
There just is.
Sure.
There's always 10% worse.
I got to remember that rule. I get bummed
out. It's my way of justifying everything.
That's perfect.
I like rules.
Of course, there's
that.
90% that do it better. But...
Yeah, well. You're winning in some way.
Yeah, I'm not last. It's not about winning the race. It's about not coming in last.
That's right.
There were a couple sports stories I thought were kind of interesting without getting too deeply into them. One was that the Tigers somehow, I don't know why it's a story, but they've lost 41% of their attendance over the last 10 years.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. If you isolated the last 4 years, I'm sure that's the largest hunk of it because they were doing $3 million a year at one time. I mean, that was the Tigers were a really hot ticket for quite a while. And I don't know what's going on there. I know a lot of people, I mean, if you're still a season ticket holder like I am, you really got to be wondering, what hope do I have that this is going to be any better interest next year or the year after? and I don't like what the ownership is doing with their properties in Detroit. And this last thing with Little Caesars Arena is just so distressing. I just feel like, you know, if it was a different situation, I might hang with it. But anyway,
it's pretty grim.
41%, that's quite something. And then Jack White was playing a charity game at Hamtramck's Negro League Field, which they're trying to rebuild. They're raising money for it. I like those old parks, those small parks, and I think it's a cool cause. I hope they're able to do it. And I haven't been to the Tiger Stadium site with that park, but it looks like a nice park.
I went there for a soccer game with DCFC. They did one of their preseason matches there against Michigan State. It's actually really cool.
I mean, they've got cement stands, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's honestly, I mean,
it probably
really
holds
nice.
1,500 people or something.
Yeah, I would say about 1,500.
It looked like a beautiful field. It's, I mean, people really are nice. Taking care of it.
And there's condos now in right field and down the first baseline, I think, too.
Well, then
it's a really cool facility.
I think it's amazing that the Tigers leave Corktown to go downtown, you know, to Foxtown, and Corktown is thriving. Corktown seems like it's doing better than ever.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, especially if you like beer. There's a lot of breweries.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to have a brewski.
Yeah.
And somebody's talking about selling their bar because they were, you know, around 65 years old. They've been doing it for a long time. And they were talking about what it was worth 20 years ago, and it wasn't worth much. It was like the liquor license, basically. And he was asking for $2 million, and I don't know if he's going to get that. But
well, I think Ford,
property is really improved quite a bit.
I think Ford injecting life into the train station has kind of really helped that area more, too.
So then... The other sports thing I did want to mention, because I think it's a big story. It may not be celebrated as a big story, is the death of Jim Boughton.
Yeah.
80-year-old Jim Boughton, the author of Ball 4, which is the original tell-all sports book.
Mm-hmm.
He kept a diary of the 1970 season when he played for the Seattle Pilots, who only had 1 year in the major leagues. They moved to Milwaukee. They were an expansion team in Seattle. His 1 year there, and then he was sent to Houston for the last couple months of the season. He'd been a fireballer with the Yankees from 62 to, I think, 67 or 68, and won 21 games, 21-7, I think he was, in 63. And he pitched in the World Series in 64. He won two games in the World Series in 64 when they lost to the Cardinals. He had great performances in the World Series, all three starts.
Yep.
Then his arm went bad, kind of like Denny, just probably threw too many innings or I don't know what. But he tried to come back with a knuckleball. After he wrote the book Ball 4, which talked about amphetamines.
Mm-hmm. And I pissed off a lot of people.
And beaver hunting, which was, apparently they liked having telescopes on the road to look at other hotel rooms across the street.
Oh, how innocent.
Wasn't that Mick Mantle?
Mickey Mantle was involved. Mick. Yes,
no,
Mick was involved.
Mick.
There were some pretty good Mickey Mantle drinking stories too.
Oh, really?
And when that book came out, it was scandalous to the point that the commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn, tried to get Boughton to renounce the book.
Yeah, right.
And promised never to write about baseball again, which he refused to do.
Like screech and just say, "I had a ghostwriter, and I don't even know what was in there."
Yeah, I know. It sounded so ridiculous, but Bowie Kuhn, what can you expect? Anyway, it seems that he may have been blackballed, although he was not the same pitcher he was early in his career. So he retired after the 71 season. And then he decided to make a comeback with his knuckleball, which he'd been working on the whole time. And he signed with the Red Sox in 75. He ended up leaving baseball because they did a TV series called Ball 4, which lasted 5 episodes. So then he re-signed. I think Bill Veeck signed him with the White Sox. Somehow he ends up with the Braves, and the Braves have him up in the big leagues in 78, 79, 8 years after he retired.
It's crazy.
He's like 39 throwing a knuckleball, and he pitched a couple pretty damn good games. He won a game, too. I think he was 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And but at 39, he was unable to stay with it. But Ted Turner used to do crazy stuff like that, and Bill Veeck also. And also about Jim Boughton, he played at Western Michigan. I never knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. He was from here, though.
No, he played high school ball in Illinois. He grew up in Jersey, then he moved to Illinois. And he had some nickname, I'm trying to remember, warm-up Jim Boughton or something, because he never played in high school.
Huh.
he was a really late developer, and then at Western Michigan, for some reason, he walked on, and then he got a scholarship, and I guess he was throwing with pretty good velocity. The Yankees signed him for a $30,000 bonus. And, you know, the really interesting thing about, if you read Ball 4 now, is when he talks about winning 21 games and pitching in the World Series in 63, he's making $7,000.
Oh, oh my God.
And he asks for $9,000 the next season. They're like, no, $9,000, are you kidding?
Oh,
we'll give you $7,500.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, wow. 20-game winner, World Series. I think he pitched one game in the World Series. And they're willing to give him a $500 raise. And that's, I mean, it was just insane. The money back then, those guys all worked in the offseason. They all did stuff in the offseason back then.
Yep. Denny had his organ playing and his appearances with Pepsi. Denny was lucky because Denny actually got endorsements and not many other guys did.
And the Hammond Organ Company is still getting payoff because Denny constantly talks about how, thank God for the Hammond Organ Company, because he had a lifetime endorsement or something.
In the offseason.
But not Pepsi?
Well, Pepsi.
Pepsi. Whatever he got from Pepsi, he more than drank it up because he was drinking a case of Pepsi a day at
Wow, really?
Yeah.
From the fine people of Pepsi Cola, the people who put the in cola.
And in the off season, yes, he would do concerts. Here's
audio of Denny.
And I'm doing the new Pepsi Cola spot. God is good.
Yep.
How was No Filter Sports today?
No Filter was great today. Denny and obviously the guys, they had a lot to say about Jim Boughton. Including the Battered Bastards of Baseball. That documentary.
That's a great documentary.
It's named after a line in Jim's book. And Jim obviously shows up in that Netflix documentary, too, which that's Kurt Russell's father.
Yeah, right.
Kurt was on the team, too.
Right.
It's just it's a crazy doc.
But, yeah, it's about an independent league team in, was it Oregon?
Yeah.
And
the Portland
and they,
Mavericks.
They went on some incredible winning streak, and they captured, you know, as teams do, but you don't expect minor league or independent teams to really get a city excited, but they really did, and they were a colorful bunch of guys, and of course, Kurt Russell.
Well, the last independent team to get a city excited was the one that Ricky Henderson was on. Remember when Ricky played in that independent league and tore it up?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great...
And 33 steal.
Oh, God, I love that guy.
Yeah, 33 steal. I think he had
the Baseball Writer Association of America,
Jesus,
Commission of Baseball. I also want to thank the memo to all my beautiful and intelligent daughter. So she chose baseball. I guess mom do knows best. Several of my high school friends, A-Ron score after my first 10 games, 25 run score, and 33 steal. My first year in the minors league helped me develop my skill. I received a call in front of my family and friend, John Morris of the San Diego Padre and the other general manager and owners of Major League Baseball team.
2005, he played for a San Diego team in some shithole independent league.
Yeah, he played forever.
And tore it up. I think he's the MVP of the championship game. He's 46 in 2005.
Did he have any other issues aside from the fact that he didn't understand
money,
when to pluralize and when to singularize?
Money. Didn't he have an issue with money? Because you know, the
but he was still a good athlete. It wasn't, you know.
He's a fabulous athlete.
Oh,
man.
Oh, he's the best.
He's a pretty cool guy, actually.
His stolen base numbers are... They're astronomical.
His leadoff home run numbers is
33,
so
156, 130, 108, 66, 80.
I remember watching a little bit of him. You know, I mean, I didn't sit and watch baseball much either, but he was pretty.
He's badass.
He's a stud.
There was a 10-year stretch where he really was a very dangerous guy to have in your lineup. And he was with Toronto. He was with the Yankees. He was with the A's. And he made such a difference on those teams because he just.
Yeah.
God, he stole 130 bases?
Yes, 130 in one season. That's crazy.
And even when he was old. With the Mets and the Padres, wasn't he still stealing bases?
He was trying to, but not that. Well, his best base stealing towards the end was when he was 42 with the San Diego Padre. He stole 25 bags.
At 42? He's 42. That's ridiculous.
At 39, he had 66 steal.
Led the league at age 39 with 66 steal.
That's amazing.
Don't forget he got walked all the time, too.
Yeah.
That stands.
So many runs.
He's honestly like top five favorite athletes for me.
His World Series.
His OPS has got to be high with all those walks.
His career OPS was .820.
Oh, I thought it'd be higher because his batting average wasn't that high. What's his career batting average?
.279.
Okay. I still thought it'd be higher with all those walks.
Oh, man. He almost had
300. Because he had some power, too.
3,000 hit.
Well, he had over 3,000 hit.
Yeah. Almost had two. He has 297 home runs.
I was going to say, I knew he had like 300 home run. Or very close.
And 1,115 RBI.
Wow.
Damn. That one didn't work as well.
What about his run scored?
Oh, wow.
I know he had lots of those. He's got to be one of the career leaders.
He is the all-time leader in runs scored with 2,295.
Run scored?
Run scored.
Run scored.
Run
scored, yeah.
Run scored. Run scored.
With 2,295 run.
That's a
it takes a lot of work to mess up tenses.
It does. It's not easy. No. That's why every time I hear him, I go, you got a 50-50 shot. How does he always get it wrong?
And he did all of that.
I mean, that's a mathematical anomaly.
It's not even consistent because he gets S's where he shouldn't, and he does.
Yeah.
You'd think he would hit at least 30% right.
But he got all those stats in 3,081 games.
Stat.
81 games. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsIndeed.com are in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. And here's what's going on there. They've got the 19 Jeep Compass Limited. It's just $180 a month. You can lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or maybe you're the Ram truck type. If you are, you can find a 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month. How about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. Take advantage.
And 33 steel.
Take advantage of these great deals. Hall Financial, do we have a number for Social Security number?
We got one we can give a shot, yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll do that after this one. Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking for to purchase a home or refinance. They offer lower payments, better options, more personal attention. You've heard it from our listeners. They have over 605 star reviews because they always put you first. 72% of all financials business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you would like to save money on a refi. So many people have done it. If you don't want to save money, do not go to that website. Do not go to drewandmike.hallfg.com and save money like so many people have. Or if you're looking for your first mortgage, take money out of your house, buy your dream home, shorten the length of your mortgage. Hall Financial would love to do any of that for you, and they will shop around. And as Scott Kunith put it, they'll hold your hand from start to finish. If you're a first-time buyer, that is important. NMLS number 1467-4354, Hall Financial. And we'll just hit Dr. Roach in a minute. Let's get that Hall Financial hotline wide open. And see if we can save this guy's control. You star 670? That was a good suggestion from an alert listener. It does seem Social Security has our number.
Well, thank you for playing the correct one.
Mandy's favorite.
Hello. How are you? Have you been all right?
Hello? Yo? Is this Social Security?
I'm wondering if Star 6-7 messed it up.
We'll try it again. If you'd pick up that telephone. I think Maddie's got a point. I like this version.
Hey, they're coming, what, next month?
July 21st. They're coming in a week and a half.
Oh, boy. I better get my 7-month-old daughter to be at a concert.
Babies love concerts.
Yes. No headphones for her either.
Especially if it's their favorite band. Hello?
Because, ma'am, your social has been found.
Hello?
What?
One more time.
Jeez.
I think there was a disconnection problem.
Hell of a boiler room.
I mean, you're trying to call them, and they won't take your call? What the hell's going on? The scammers are falling apart. Isn't it weird that yellow? Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello? What happened?
I don't know.
Are they fucking with us now?
They keep picking up.
They would just leave it open, right? Wouldn't that be the way to do it? Nice Social Security
system. Damn it.
Our tax dollars paying for
that.
That'll
pay for anything.
Hey, all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
Get out.
So I watched the Alex Acosta press conference yesterday.
Whoa, man. How many times did you fall asleep?
Boring.
It was boring, but I was amazed at how unrepentant he was.
Yeah.
You know, here are all these victims of Jeffrey Epstein who are raped, molested, you know, all across the board. And somehow he ends up getting work release for 13 months. The victims aren't told of the agreement. Mm-hmm. And on and on and on. And it's already been determined that this has to be redone because of what happened, that it is wrong.
So any red herrings or misdirections he wants to filibuster or throw out there are moot. They're moot because he didn't tell the victims. He's supposed to be the advocate for the victim.
And he also, first of all, his excuse for that was ridiculous. He said that, the deal was made at 4:15 on a Friday, and we were in court at 8:30 on Monday. And we tried to reach him over the weekend, and we didn't have any success. But then he contradicted himself, and this is what attorneys
do. If only
do.
Federal they, prosecutors had more power.
I know.
to track down a victim.
Because one of his detractors today was saying the same thing. Like, he acted like, oh, my God, what a tough spot. We're in. Nobody's doing anything. Jeez. Can we jump in and save it? And that was a lie. I mean, he lied his ass off. He also said something to the effect, which after he claimed that they couldn't reach them over the weekend, then he went on to say that, well, it's really better that they didn't know because we'd arranged for Epstein to pay for lawyers for them to sue him.
Huh?
Yeah, and if they knew that, then he could say it's about the money. Nobody knew about the agreement, so who was going to say that? And he also suggested that the deal could have blown up if they knew. Well, who is he to assume that they want money and not justice, or there to say something, or to know what the deal is?
That's not supposed to be his concern.
It's not
anyway.
It's completely ridiculous.
And it's up to the victim if they want to sue civilly. They're supposed to get justice criminally by him.
Wait, you're talking like maybe this was rooted in some kind of reality. He just made this up when he went into this press conference in order to cover his ass.
He's a hero.
So that he looked unapologetic in front of his
boss. The state did such a pathetic job, and he swooped in and took the case away from them. The state prosecutor said that the truth was that Acosta obscured the state from doing anything by working because they were in cahoots with Jeffrey Epstein's attorneys, his dream team. By the way, his attorneys, Ken Starr.
Yeah.
Ken Starr. Nice of Ken Starr to go from, you know, going after Bill Clinton for every last cigar stuff in Monica Lewinsky. and now he's defending a child molester to the best of his ability, Alan Dershowitz and Roy Black.
He's never really cared about women either, because remember, he was the president at Baylor when all the rape cover-ups with the football team.
I've forgotten he was president, but he was at Baylor.
Shit there.
I think this is a far more, I mean, neither one of them are anything to be proud of, but this is him directly defending this person who he knows has committed atrocities with dozens of teen girls.
And will go out after his sentence is... Well, he didn't have to even wait till his sentence was over, did he? Because he was out 6 days a week.
Yeah. And now... and by the way, everyone tore this press conference apart. Everyone who knew anything about it. If he didn't know anything about it, you know, he just threw so much bullshit out there, you might say, I don't know what to think. But the Florida state prosecutors had plenty to say, and they said this is just historical revisionism. It's just not true at all. There was a 53-page indictment. A grand jury indicted him. They could have really run with this thing, and they chose not to because they did this for Jeffrey Epstein and his dream team. And his dream team now says that they're concerned because they feel that Jeffrey Epstein deserves to be under house arrest at his $77 million mansion. Yeah. They'll provide armed guards and, you know, any arrangement they want to make sure he stays in his $77 million mansion, which I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't mind staying in a $77 million mansion.
Well, he's got those prosthetic breasts he wants to go back and play with.
They went on to say that they felt that the court might discriminate against him because he's rich. This is the same guy.
That's how a court works.
That kind of deal. His wealth is what put us here, because he got such a good deal because he knows so many powerful people and he has this dream team of attorneys. I'm really tired of dream teams. Do they really are they really that dreamy for anyone but the defendant?
No. How about a new law? You can only have two lawyers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got to tell you, there's something to I don't know what the answer is to that, but this business of someone who can spend $100 million on a defense versus someone who has a public defender, there's something so inherently unfair about that. I'm surprised more people don't complain about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so busy complaining about all these other things. But
trivial things, yeah. It's something like this. Justice.
Did you read the Daily Mail story on inside Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express?
Oh. No, I didn't.
So some of it's kind of repeat information, but they did go back through some of the flight logs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. The Lolita Express.
Oh, his buddies.
Yeah, there's the pictures.
Buddies.
Here's some pictures of the plane for you. Pretty sweet. Clark would be getting off. On the plane, not the girls on there.
Does it have Tiger Beat magazine? And
what's he doing up there?
Away from the soft furnishings and deep pile carpets, fluffy pillows, and throw blankets, the plane has a more sinister backstory. He actually...
That's a big plane. Look at that.
Oh, it's huge.
He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
That's...
victims have claimed Epstein had a large bed installed on the jet where guests... had group sex with young girls. See, I didn't know that they got it on the Lolita Express.
Mm.
Virginia Roberts, she's the big one that's been suing and going after, said Epstein always paid her after she entertained his friends on the plane. Her alleged abusers include Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz. Both of their names appear on flight logs. In legal documents, Roberts claims she had sex with Alan Dershowitz on the jet with another girl. He appeared.
Wow, he is so hot.
He appeared on the log 11 times in total. Mm. He insists there were never any young girls on the flights that he took, and he once even traveled with his wife and daughter aboard. He told CNN, "I certainly didn't have sex on an airplane. I'm not a member of the Mile High Club."
Oh, please. He's not in the Mile High Club. Then he couldn't have had sex.
Prince Andrew.
I want more data on Prince Andrew. Can somebody please tell me why he has his arm around the 15-year-old that Jeffrey Epstein molested for so long?
That's Virginia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Where is he when his arm is around her? How does he know her?
And has anybody told the Queen yet?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Roberts also claimed that she saw President Clinton in 2002 on an Epstein junket to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands.
I wonder what the junket was.
Well, it was orgy.
You'd love to know.
But flight logs don't place the former president aboard the flight headed there. The logs do show Clinton jetting to such exotic locales such as Brunei, Norway, Russia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan, Africa, Belgium. I mean, he went all over on the plane. Let's see. In September 2002, Clinton.
What is Epstein doing in all those places?
He's got the plane.
I know, but why is he going to all these places?
September 2002, Clinton flew with Epstein on a week-long tour through Africa that included stops in South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Rwanda, and Mozambique. Hollywood actor Kevin Spacey and comedian Chris Tucker were reported to have been on the trip as part of a project to raise awareness about poverty and AIDS. Does that sound a little dubious?
It's a little generic.
Well, yeah. If you're, what are you going to Africa for? Poverty and AIDS.
They could just go to one event and then just start piling into dudes and chicks.
Yeah, in each country. You're right. Well, or now that we know they did it on the plane.
That's a pilot term for distraction.
There you go. There's your picture, Drew.
And Epstein is all about poverty and AIDS, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right. I know he was going to, when he was getting massages from the 14-year-old whose father died of AIDS when she was 12, he did say he was going to donate heavily to AIDS foundations on her father's behalf and be a father figure to her, which it turns out that he molested her instead. But maybe he made these trips with Bill Clinton because he was doing it for the girl, the 14-year-old he's molesting.
I'm sure he did.
Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah. Just the orgy on the way over was incidental.
Look at Prince Andrew's hand on that 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just not look right?
Yeah. Look at his face, too, how excited and energized it is.
He's definitely at least 5'8". At least.
Now, Alan Dershowitz gave an interview fairly recently about what went on there.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear his explanation?
Sure.
Dershowitz is a longtime friend of Epstein's who represented him in the criminal underage sex case.
Could you please? I never saw a young underage woman.
Yet Epstein's former butler swore under oath that Dershowitz was at Epstein's residences at the same time underage girls were there.
Trudy, how do you think he's going to explain that?
He was using the library or working out in his gym.
Hey.
Something like close. That.
Underage girls were there.
Were there young women in another part of the house giving massages when I wasn't around? I have no idea of that.
Dershowitz did say he once received a massage at Epstein's mansion, but from an adult woman.
How do you think he's going to explain that one, Trudy?
Well, it was from an adult woman. It was cool.
Adult woman.
I kept my underwear on during the massage. I don't like massages particularly.
Bob Norman.
Why'd you get one then?
Because them underwear.
He's going with the I don't like massage defense.
Well, then why'd you have a massage? What does that have to do with it?
When inside his head, he's really going.
If he said he kept his underwear on, is with some old Russian lady, then why is he adding that he doesn't like massages? That's ridiculous.
When in Rome, I guess you have to get a massage when you go to Epstein's. If in reality, he was probably bummed he was stuck with that Russian, if that's true. He'd rather get it from a 14-year-old girl.
How do we know he had his underwear on?
Today was the first day I saw that Lawrence Larry Summers is in this circle, too. The former Secretary of the Treasury who helped the auto bailout under Obama. Really? I was like, how is he connected? And I realized, he was a professor at Harvard. So all these Harvard people are involved.
Who else is on the flight log list? Or the buddy list.
There was another dignitary from another country, and former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger was on there. Which sounds disgusting. Who wants to eat Sandy Berger? That's all I think of when I hear his name.
We're having a Sandy Berger.
A guy named Sandy, too.
Yeah, you know, when I think of somebody named Sandy, you know what I think of? I think of Bud's brother on Flipper.
Yeah! Sandy. Oh, Sandy.
He had, you know, kind of bleach blonde hair, long.
That's really funny. He's actually
really tan.
I knew a guy named Sandy in college, and he just described him. He had bleach blonde hair, total pothead, yeah.
Wow. What happened to Sandy on Flipper?
You know, I don't know. What happened to Bud?
An adult star?
He died.
They died. They were eaten by a shark.
Yeah, shark, yeah. Well, Flipper couldn't help him.
I was thinking for a second that Bud was on Gentle Ben, but that wasn't him.
You're typecasting him.
He died.
Bud died. Did Bud die?
Duke Halpin was his name.
That was Sandy's name?
Yeah.
Any relation to Ian?
He was hot. Chicks dug him.
Yeah.
And of course, Ranger Rex.
Well, let's see. He was in feature films, but none of them I've ever heard of before. He became a stuntman. He's alive!
He is?
Whoa.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see.
Dolphins are amazing. They're very smart.
A stupid idea for a show, though.
It helped solve crimes.
Was this like on the cusp after Lassie or something? And they said, let's just take Lassie and make it in the water.
I think Flipper was pretty huge.
Yeah, it was.
Gentle Ben. Wasn't Gentle Ben dumb?
Gentleman was really dumb. I don't think I ever It just did not seem cool.
Was Ken Berry on Gentle Ben?
I think I found his phone number.
Before he went to Mayberry or after?
I want to say before.
Before.
And that little bratty kid, I can't think of his name.
If you ever want to call him, I found his phone number.
Whose number?
Luke Halpin.
Luke Halpin.
Call him.
What? Why do you have his number?
I don't know. I just decided to look him up, and there he is.
What? That's ridiculous.
I didn't know Dennis Weaver was the star of Gentle Ben.
Oh, right.
Dennis Weaver, yeah. Who's the little kid, though?
Clint Howard.
Oh, it's Clint Howard!
It's Ryan Howard's brother. Oh, my God.
Ugly one that Ronnie also had to put in his movies.
I just watched the intro, and it had their names, and then it said, and Gentle Ben, and they showed the bear walking.
I know. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
That bear didn't get paid shit for that show.
That was a guy in a bear suit.
Was it really?
I don't know. I seriously don't know.
It looked like a real bear.
I was probably a real bear. But Clint Howard, I would love to get him on because we had him on before.
Him on.
He's a great interview. He's in every movie doing something.
He was in Arrested Development too.
Yeah, he's done some. He's done a ton of stuff, and he's really he's a great guest.
He's a great He always played a good creep later in life.
Yeah, he played some creeps.
Wasn't he in like Twilight Zone when he was a kid? And he looked really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Or when he was an adult.
Well, he always looks weird.
How terrible that you have two acting children, and one of them is the adorable, cute one, and the other one is like a troll.
Is Ron really that cute anymore?
Yeah, he kind of is.
He still looks like old Ron.
He's all
Howard.
Yours. you two can fight over.
I tell him he's got
he does make
billions of dollars.
He does make great movies.
Mm-hmm.
So
his number.
What you do? Do we have it,
Clint's?
We should call him and put flipper noises on the phone.
Yeah, I think I found Clint.
It was an in flipper though.
You want to try Clint?
Oh, Clint Howard. Oh, I thought you meant
you have
Sandy.
Them both.
Yeah, we have.
Wait, is this
two.
It, Brandon? We does could, it end in a?
What if we conference them and had them both pick
Sanders.
Up at the same time?
No, that's a different. I do have. I still have it from my old when we called them last time.
Clint's
probably 2 decades ago. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yeah.
Well, at least we can tell the person they have Clint Howard's old number.
I'm excited.
I'll write it down for you.
Let me.
Just when he's a kid. Look at how creepy he looked.
Oh, he was on Star Trek.
Wait, let me see that picture. Oh my
he got
God,
a lot of
a,
acting gigs.
What's his best picture? Known role?
He's in Apollo 13. He was one of the Mission Control guys, but he's got much better cameos than that.
Wasn't it Waterboy? Like I said, Joe Mantegna.
He's been in so many things.
He's in a million movies.
Let me didn't know what his most famous role was.
How much do you suppose he made? From
Gentle
that?
Ben.
What's his, what is his net worth?
Clint Howard.
Yeah, because he has so many parts, but none of them are leading men. So he has all these. Small ones?
$4 million.
Wow. Yeah, Ron is probably like $4 billion.
It's amazing how many Ron Howard movies he's in.
Yeah.
Wait, Clint was born the same year I was?
Really? Could have been you.
Apollo 13.
Could have been me. Filmography.
Austin Powers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's in a ton of
Oh, what did he do in Austin Powers?
He was Johnson Ritter. He was in like all of them.
Oh, Night Shift. That's Ron, one of Ron's early movies.
I think he played, in the first one, I believe he played one of the guys when it was like, what is that up there? And they're like, that's a giant Woody. Hey, what's that?
Oh,
that's a
giant
dog.
Yeah.
I think he was one of the guys
that
said
that. I think you're right.
But then in the other ones, he might have played other roles as like Dr. Evil's henchman or something like that.
Well, he was in Seinfeld, too, as I remember. And
oh, he was the murderer in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kramer goes to L.A. Yeah. Oh, good reference, Trudy.
He's in That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks' movie, as KJZZ disc jockey.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'd love to see the snippet of him being a disc jockey.
Let's call him.
He was Paco in The Waterboy. Ed TV.
It says his best-known films are The Waterboy and Apollo 13.
Okay.
And his role as a series regular on Gentleman.
And Arrested Development.
Hey, dial him up. I'm not going to. He'll probably take the call. He's really nice.
Well, if you're calling just to talk about Gentleman, he might actually find that humorous.
I think he's happy to talk about anything. He's just a very happy-go-lucky guy. I'm acting like I know him so well.
Didn't Dennis Weaver have some weird, like, science... Wasn't
Dennis Weaver had some weird.
Didn't he have some weird?
Oh issues? Yeah. Yes. Oh damn it! What was that?
Something about the extraterrestrials, maybe.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that.
Let's try mine, Mark.
I'm crossing. Well, that was once his number.
So friendly, changes.
Go
his
back
number
to the 90s.
Call him.
It's right above Al Hrabowski's number.
Al Hrabowski.
Should try him.
No.
What?
The Mad Hungarian.
Yeah. Michael Irvin's on here.
Al Hrabowski.
Paris Hilton.
Alternative Fuels was what he was into.
I think he was into more than that.
Clint Howard.
I swear it was something with aliens.
I'm leaning towards what you're saying, Mark. He was definitely a free thinker. Boom, 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 boom. Pretty good theme song.
You reached the home
Sounds
of
like
Clint Magoo.
Clint Magoo?
He's lost. Leave a message.
Ooh, it's a red herring.
Yeah, that sounds like Clint. Clint, you're not Clint Magoo. We know better than that. This is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We've had you on a couple times before, and we were talking about Gentle Ben, and we just took a wild shot at it, and there was your number, if this is you. So we're the 248 number. If you want to try back, we're probably recording for, another 45 minutes or so. And maybe we'll just wing it, or if you can let us know what's a good time to call, we'd love to
45
talk.
45 minutes.
Have a great day, Clint.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was him, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was vindicated over Mark.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Hey, what about Sandy? Call Sandy now.
Yes. My number did work.
Now, Sandy's like 72.
At least we talked.
The number that went, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah, it worked at one time. Jerks. Fine.
Why we...
I'm just going to throw this
one time.
Thing. one time.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
I'd be bragging about that number.
Do you really want me to try Luke Halpin?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sandy, it's a bit of a stretch.
Sorry, my number was old. Jeez.
Go back to the 90s, faggots!
I wonder what Sandy looks like now.
Oh, wait. That's not his real name.
His name is Luke.
Oh.
Hello?
Who's on the phone?
Hi, good evening. Is this Drew?
Yes.
Time out. Good you want to do the rush spot?
Oh. Is everything all right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Oh, that seems serious.
So the story about the woman who was topless in Lake Superior.
Yeah, yeah.
And insisted that it was her right to swim without her top. And they're like, there's not a nude beach. And she's like, I'm not nude.
She got a 45-minute argument with the cop. And all I can think of, she got a
45 minutes
argument with a cop. And all I can think of is, what a waste of time for that cop until I realize, oh, he's talking to her topless, though.
I know.
But then again, how long do you want to talk to a topless idiot for? I mean, maybe 2 minutes?
I mean, don't know.
You look at the tits.
Lake Superior, how rock hard were those nipples, though?
Oh,
they must have been 3.5 inches long, just cutting glass.
She's not bad looking either.
No, and what I was thinking is that Buzzkill Beach Becky, who called the police on her, should have actually celebrated her independence from her dumpy body.
Oh,
which is what she was in there doing. She was, exercising, and she just liked to do it topless.
Good for her.
And who wouldn't?
And this lady called the cops because her son got his first boner. She couldn't handle it.
Allegedly.
Oh, well, that's what I read.
But she was also more buoyant because, her, boobs were free. And so it is time to, join up and celebrate your independence from your old body in the month of July by visiting Dr. Roche. Also, of course, look better in a bikini while you're doing it.
Bing did him on.
You can take advantage of great deals on 360 Lipo, Body Tight, Saline Breast Implants, and Diva Vaginal Rejuvenation.
Good.
That's hard to say, by the way.
Sounded like Tom Brokaw. We're talking about.
Has ever had to say vaginal
rejuvenation. Tom Brokaw.
Who did he host with? What female did he host with?
Vaginal.
Huh? Gerald Ford dead today at the age of 83.
I don't know who that lady was, but she was definitely in some need of vaginal rejuvenation.
Not only that.
He probably walked around the office. Wasn't he Me Too'd at one time?
He was.
I'm going to look that up. Continue
definitely
on.
Was.
Sorry,
well,
I didn't interrupt
Roche. Just recently, that's right. What's her name? Cut him off, too, because she sensed that he was Me Too'd.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to look that up.
Who's the bitchy woman who...
All of them.
...had the morning show?
Savannah Guthrie?
No one liked? No.
Oh, Ann Curry?
Loved.
Ann Curry?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, yeah.
Blood coming out of her.
Or something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This is Kelly.
And you know what? Dr. Roche can take care of that as well. You just need to go and see him because he can do all kinds of miraculous things with BBL treatments to make your face look fresher and get rid of some of the age spots. And, of course, Body Tight for your arms, for your stomach, for your neck, everywhere on your face as well. And right now, buy one, get one, limited time offer. Just like Slurpees today, while supplies last, one syringe of wrestling, get one free at Dr. Roche's office. The offices of Dr. Roche will consult you. Give them a call at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com. And they have a lot of videos and a lot of pictures of before and afters that are simply amazing. So
this lady claimed that Tom Brokaw physically tried to force her to kiss him on two separate occasions and groped her in an unversed conference room. And showed up at her hotel room uninvited.
Really?
It's probably true. Two friends who were with her corroborated her story.
Did he? is he telling her about vaginal rejuvenation at all?
Well, he didn't get that. He didn't get far enough to. I didn't get far enough to see if she needed vaginal rejuvenation.
He was just doing an investigative report. You ever thought about that?
Right. Four dead today from an overdose of crack cocaine.
Hey, showing up at a hotel room uninvited, is that technically Me Too, or is that just thrown onto the pile here of groping her? Because groping her is pretty bad. Forcing her to kiss him is pretty bad, but showing up to a hotel room uninvited.
That's really creepy and threatening.
Maybe you want to offer turn down service.
You know, you have to make arrangements with somebody before you come up and just knock on the door.
Well, no, I know, normal people, but does that, if you were in a hotel room and I came up and showed up uninvited, would you consider yourself Me Too'd?
No. because you're
not.
You.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Tom worked with her.
Wow.
Is everything all right, Drew?
Yeah, it's Fox Run.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I
know. Yikes. Sorry.
It's okay.
We were talking about vaginal rejuvenation, which sounded that...
like Tom Brokaw reporting on vaginal rejuvenation.
It's difficult.
And then remember that he was Me Too'd.
Oh, Brokaw was.
Yeah,
but everybody kind of decided that, it's Tom Brokaw, and he really is a good guy, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's part of the Greatest Generation. Well, the Greatest Generation
still
sue him.
I got to tell you, I thought the Tom Brokaw Me Too was, it was a little rough.
Well, he forced her to kiss. Well, that's what I was saying.
Forced her to kiss him?
She alleges that.
I think it was just like a bad, sloppy pass, and he was married.
Three times, but yeah.
To the and same girl?
But that's what I was
person?
Saying. That's what I was saying.
Or three different times?
When you were coming down, she also claims that he showed up to her hotel room uninvited. I'm like, is that really part of the Me Too thing? Just showing up at a hotel room uninvited?
Well, is he staying in the hotel? You know, hanging out?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, that, yeah.
Well,
that
you know, I guess that's a good question.
That doesn't sound too cool.
But what if he ran into her at a restaurant?
By the way, he was... That sounds ridiculous. He was livid about that particular, that showing up at a hotel room.
Yeah.
He was unabashedly saying it was ridiculous that, you know, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say it. Everybody says that. For some reason, it seems like when Tom Brokaw is mad that it means something. But just because he was the anchor on NBC for a long time, he acted just like every other Me Too person, didn't he?
Yeah. Except like, slurrier.
Like
I forgot. I was thinking it was the one chick where he showed up on his motorcycle, which was the part that... Didn't he show up on a motorcycle and try to make out with some chick when he just got married?
I think so. Or was that Lauer?
No, I think it was Brokaw. Lauer's going broke. Lauer is so finished. I can't believe how finished he is. Remember when there were rumors that he was getting an anchor job back?
Yeah.
How is he going broke? He had so
You're
much
glad.
Money.
Well, he owned some very expensive property.
Oh, you know
and
what?
He had
That's
to give it away. Had to split it all up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he didn't get his money back.
Had to make a fat settlement with his wife, and he wasn't in a good position to bargain.
Mm. So he actually has to drive places now, too.
Yeah.
That's the funniest.
You know, looking back on the Me Too thing, by the way, I saw Aziz Ansari has a super woke Netflix special now.
Yeah, I want to see it. What?
I'll watch
Super
it.
Woke didn't.
I'll watch it out of intrigue.
But that's Aziz Ansari. That's his whole thing. Is being
I know. But that's one thing I didn't like about it. That. You know, is what's interesting? I always thought Aziz Ansari was funny.
Yeah.
And I still do. He's still funny. If he was funny then, he's funny now. Uh-huh. But when I found out, when I read about that date, which was another one of those things like, gee, are we really supposed to know all this? Is this really the right way for this to be presented? Because I thought it was, honestly, the whole thing with the claw.
Ooh, watch yourself. It's the claw.
And, you know, asking this girl for a BJ every 5 minutes until she says yes and she really doesn't want to and she leaves crying and all that. I mean, it sounded really awful. And then one of the reasons that it was so upsetting for a lot of people was because he was so woke. He had won a woke award. And I thought... And so I started going through some of his stuff going, wait, woke award? Because that was the first time I ever heard of a woke award. I'm like, whoa. I didn't think I knew what the word woke meant.
Why were people who are woke
ago,
or receiving awards, aren't they too woke to receive awards? Seems
yes,
like that would
I would
be.
Think they would be.
Huh.
But
stop saying woke.
I noticed that his comedy really made fun of men a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was so woke about it, because he made fun of men. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand... Anyway, I thought, well, geez, it sounds like he's a super hypocrite because he comes off as super woke, and yet, you know, he gets a girl and he's like, hey, blow me, bitch.
No, I really don't want to. Okay.
Did I ask you to blow me yet? I mean, he was just a super aggressive asshole. And also, the girl was a fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, she, of course, told all her friends, you know, oh, my God, Aziz Ansari has me. And to him, it's just, you know.
Yeah,
I just want a BJ.
Yeah, sure.
It's an imbalance of power
dynamic. I guess I can understand.
Celebrities
that.
Are just like us.
I mean, isn't that part of
they
being,
want BJs?
Isn't that part of being a celebrity?
Yes.
But
well, how many times do you hear people?
But
say
we
they
believed
want...
he was so woke that he didn't do things like that. The fact that he showed up for his woke award That should have been weird, behaving that way. He really did sound like a super asshole. The story was really bad.
It was funny listening to Best of, putting that together and listening to Artie Lang. Remember we had Artie on?
He was great.
And the question was asked about comedians today and who's really selling out big and that kind of comedy. The first person he referenced was Aziz Ansari because his comedy is so... He didn't say woke, but basically he was explaining that the comedy is so woke. And he goes, and that's fine. I like Aziz. I'm fine with him, but it's not what he does. You know, Artie's a little gruffer. But then, you know, Artie didn't, as far as I know, he hasn't Me Too'd anybody. He just his nose.
Yeah, Artie.
I mean, that's the only thing he destroyed.
It's interesting. Artie at this point, at first it was like, oh, Artie screwed up again. Now, honestly, I really feel bad every time I read a story because so many people are rooting for him.
He's got an addiction.
It seems that he just cannot help. It's just one of those things. He just can't kick it for whatever reason.
Yeah. But
and similarly, how I felt the Malik McDowell thing, I felt really bad about that. I was like, God, this is just awful. This guy just threw his life away.
Yeah.
But his life should not have.
Yeah.
Been about being in the NFL in the first place. That's probably what the problem was.
He's out there
and I really don't feel
endangering
that.
People.
Yeah, I don't really feel that sorry for him. No. Sorry for him is the wrong word.
Did he ever get a supervisor?
No. No, he's still looking for
a supervisor.
No, he did
not. He asked 58 times, but it never happened.
Why? He
got six other people, though.
I need your supervisor.
I don't understand that at all. Why did he keep saying
that? Were you here when we looked at the video?
No, I was. I listened to this.
I remembered that I wanted to ask you, and I thought you. I was thinking that you were not here, and that's why I did not. There was this really awkward moment where, you know, this hulk of a guy is just manhandling this little cop, and the cop. I thought he did a great job. He kind of held his own.
Not
a couple.
Phenomenal.
I don't even think the cop was little. I just think Malik is so big.
Oh, you're right. But then. You know, he's calling for backup, and it just seems like it's taking forever. And then finally gets there, and it's a chick that comes in. And it was like, that's how I felt. Did you watch the video?
I know. I heard your reaction to it, though. So I kind of was like,
I don't know how I feel about that, I guess. If a 6'6 football player was manhandling you, would you hope a female cop walked in?
No, you want the biggest cop in Southfield to come there, so yeah.
Of course.
Right. Talking to ML about it, and he I need a supervisor, and he said it's probably a script that someone told him if you get in trouble, just to escalate it to that.
I need your supervisor.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, he has
a
script.
He's been
in
a lot of trouble, and I don't think it's done him too much good.
Somebody should have taught him a plan B, like a second thing to do.
Yeah, like maybe get down on face down when the cop says to.
You know what I'd forgotten about was before the DUI and the fight with the cop, before the $3,000 brand new F-150.
Great deal.
He had the $600 bar tab that he walked out on.
Even
and
better
they tried
deal.
To get him to pay, and he got in a fight with somebody at the bar, or some melee. This guy's been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some speculation. Is the guy mentally ill? But I don't know.
Are you talking about...
if you're mentally ill, do you find such a good deal on a F-150
Raptor? Who says he's mentally ill, by the way?
I've heard chatter like that.
It's such a good deal.
You know, honestly, I've never...
I didn't know it was stolen.
It'd be insane if you didn't take that deal.
Is someone saying he's mentally ill?
There's been chatter like that. I don't know if that's...
Why?
Well, maybe not mentally, but
he was hit in the head very badly in the ATV thing. That was his head injury that kept
him
out of
football?
It was a head
injury, yeah, and he was never cleared again
by
the Seahawks.
That's not mental illness. Yeah. That's an entirely different thing. I mean, if he's got some sort of, CTE or...
Mm. Yeah, but maybe CTE does make you find good deals for a Raptor. I could see
it awakened a part of his brain where he was good. He was better at seeing a good deal.
It could make you very combative. We know that for a
fact. Well, it could give you impulse control is what happens to guys sometimes with head injuries.
Buying
a Raptor getting that great a deal might be a lack of impulse control.
You think so? That's not like a...
Yeah, that's too good a deal to pass up.
It's not like buying candy when you're checking out of the grocery store. Andy had the wherewithal to hide it, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he was entitled for a long time, and now he doesn't know how to deal with any kind of pressure or real-world problems because someone always took care of it for him.
Mom.
Yeah. I read Sean Windsor's story, and Sean was talking about how at Michigan State, he wasn't really much of a teammate. He really...
Well, he was for the first 2 years. Then a lot of those mentors on the team kind of left, and then it really started falling apart.
It just didn't sound to me like he would be thought of as one of the great Michigan State football players in terms of...
No. You know, well,
he was a great talent.
Yeah, he was good, but he's still kind of a bust, even at the collegiate level. He was really
good. I would agree.
Was that his sophomore year? He was really good, and then...
He was.
His junior year, he just kind of coasted.
Well, and he wimped out on the last few games because he's going to be drafted, which I think is going to happen a lot more every year, I suspect. Once you're out of the race, why should you play?
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him, unless you pay him.
I mean, why just skip the bowl game? You're taking a risk in Game 10 and Game 9.
I agree with them. They should, unless you want to start paying them.
Even then, if they're not paying them what they're going to make, I don't know. But although maybe you're contractually.
Yeah, or else you have to pay some of it back.
But if you're going to make a few million.
Well, that's fine. That's your choice then. But, you know, the NFL's not going to like guys like that. Skipping one game, a meaningless bowl game, is something, but skipping like the last three games because your team sucks is another thing.
I think they'll still want him. Anyway, you know, going back to the Me Too thing, I was trying to think of people besides Ansari who, you know, has a Netflix special, and I was like, oh, well, he's just back in business. It doesn't seem like that many people are really back in business.
Let's see, Louis touring, but he doesn't have any of his TV shows back.
But he gets hassled all the time.
Yeah. Well, his was way worse than Aziz.
Well, Aziz performed here. Did he get hassled when he was?
I don't think he gets hassled. Not really. I think he's pretty much.
No, it was in Canada.
Oh, that's right. It was Caesars.
It's funny how this is just part of our woke world. Aziz gets all these points because he talks about it in his act. I don't want him to talk about how woke he is and how much he's learned. That's not why I go to see Aziz Ansari. Why does everyone feel that you should discuss what happened when you're doing your stand-up comedy?
Because that audience likes him to open up and bare his soul and prepare himself to love again. all the buzzwords we've been talking about.
I don't go to stand-up comedy for that.
I'm
starting to think that, you know, the way we make fun of a lot of shows like The Bachelor and a lot of, you know, interactions like
it's
that
in
we
comedy
see.
Now.
I'm just starting to feel like it's in comedy.
It
no,
is.
No,
it
please,
is, though.
Come on.
It is.
Opening
true.
Up.
Yeah.
Opening up for a joke.
Yeah.
But
there's
just
no,
opening
there's
up.
There's no edge to stand up a lot. Now, that's why I was glad to see that guy in the Cleveland show. It's like, oh, there are some edgy people out there.
Well, I don't feel he opened up.
Who?
The guy from Cleveland on the morning show.
No, I'm saying that's good because he didn't. So maybe there are some out there. But it seems like the mainstream people tend to be kind of woke and open and in touch with their
I guess
feelings.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Well,
but
was it funny
Aziz
at all?
Was,
opening up, was the opening up part funny?
Remember,
well, that's, I mean, that should be the bottom
Dane
line.
Cook. Remember Dane Cook talked about his feelings, like his dad and all that?
Yeah, but those were jokes and they weren't even good jokes, I didn't think.
That's the point.
I thought he was just so quirky that it was fun for 5 minutes and then people went, is this funny though?
Yeah.
Because Dane Cook, isn't it sort of over?
Yeah.
What is he doing besides an 18-year-old?
Yeah, he's
and
super,
working out.
I would not have pictured him with the ridiculously young girlfriend, which reminds me, I watched Marrying Millions.
Ooh, what's that?
it's a show that I think it's after 90 Day Fiancé, actually, that is people who are with a much older, richer person. Like, there's a 21-year-old girl with a 60-year-old dude.
Nice.
And, of course, all of his friends make fun of her.
Good
the girls
him.
Do. The men just kind of smile.
Good for him.
And then
skin and old balls. Gross.
Josh Hamilton's ex-wife, who's, God, is she pretty.
Oh, here's the open, Brandon. Let's see. Do we get a lot out of this open here?
Yes,
yeah, probably.
Six couples.
Oh,
Maybe it's time for me to swap out the benzo. That's 400
kicks. It's crazy.
What a douche.
One is rich.
I've never done a wedding before, but we have an unlimited budget.
Do you think people would have problems with our relationship?
That's Josh Hamilton's wife.
Probably not.
Uncle Fry.
One is not.
What do you want to do about pay on this?
You've only paid one time, you know, since we've been together.
I'm not used to being around, you know, super rich people.
If you love the old, everybody else.
They've fallen madly in love.
Hey. I want you to be happy. You deserve to be happy.
But is that enough?
Do you think he just wants some hot pretty thing on his arm, like a trophy wife?
They'll need to overcome family objections.
You have four kids, one who is 18, who is friends with you.
She's getting married to you because she can get what she wants.
And? Age differences.
Just turned 21.
So how old is he?
He's actually 16. Oh
my God. My mom thinks I'm basically, I guess, the Manny.
I thought you could always tell us anything, but apparently you can't.
You're a child. He looks like your
great-grandpa. Clashes of culture.
I usually wear construction clothes. I couldn't afford this, but it's my girlfriend's card.
Okay. Oh,
there's
cool.
Like
it goes both ways, though.
There's a lot of girls in there, and yeah, a lot of them would like love to be with someone like you.
In pursuit of love.
Oh, my God.
What are we talking
of
about?
Money.
Price?
Pursuit of love of money.
$550,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But are their intentions pure?
Here.
We should have prenup in place.
Bill is not a faithful person. He's a cheater.
I haven't seen your house. Don't you think that's kind of weird?
This guy was engaged before to a very rich woman.
Who will make it to the altar?
Boy.
Either want to marry me all in, or you don't want to marry me.
As long as you're okay with signing a prenup.
Yeah. The lay down the wall, my man.
I don't think she was okay with it.
That would create friction between you and me. It's not something I'm willing to do.
I don't know if you're doing the right thing. He's just after your money.
Us against the world?
Ooh. It shouldn't
it's
have to be
really
like
hot.
I just want to live somewhere where people love me.
Do you think Bill's cheating on you? I need to know. Have you done this? Are you going to do this?
I don't know what he's going to go through with this.
I'm nervous. Will you do me the honor of marrying me?
In my wallet? In my wallet?
No, she's the one with the wallet. He
oh,
was the
she
poor
was?
One, yeah.
Yeah, she's really hot. And she's got.
Yeah, she makes huge bucks. She's got a giant mansion.
She could do better than him.
That's kind of what I
this
thought.
This dude. Ew, gross.
He's a construction worker. That's the 60-year-old with the 21-year-old.
Yeah. Loose skin and old balls.
The problem, the biggest problem the most of these people have is their friends just are like, what? And their friends just won't shut up.
You're just jealous, friends.
Now, if Mark got divorced and had a 19-year-old girlfriend,
hey,
I don't think I'd be ragging on you.
Sweet. Would you be high-fiving me?
Probably, yeah. And then when you left, you'd be talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, tit for tat. We would too.
Of course. Can't help it.
That guy is gross.
He's hideous.
No, he is. I can't believe that girl likes him.
She's hot.
That's weird. I know there's a lot more young females that like older guys. I can't wrap my brain around. It's like, why would a 35-year-old chick or a 30-year-old chick, why would they want to be with a 60-year-old guy? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, you could find a 40-year-old guy who has all the things the 60-year-old guy has. What are you getting from the additional 20 years?
20 years closer to death.
Well,
that's a
if,
long
that, if that's
time
your now. Goal, why not go for 80?
Yeah. You need to move it like farther out, farther along the continuum, closer
good
to
question. I don't know.
I just feel like it's a raw deal.
Yeah.
Well.
And if there's a prenup, then what's the purpose? Because you're never going to get out with anything.
You guys are so cynical. Maybe they're in love.
Yeah, right. I guess so.
Oh, for sure.
It's possible. But yeah, that's just it. But that's my point. There's a lot more people who are young who like older guys that I just I'm trying to figure out what is that. There's got to be something besides the obvious. They want money. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not that, what is it?
Well, maybe they feel like people their age aren't accomplished enough and they need.
Well,
somebody
I know
who's...
you always hear that. Just like the girl in 90 Day Fiancé, Chantel. Who's got the biggest boobs, and she flops them out there all the time. But she's the most attractive woman I've ever seen in my life. She's so unattractive. She's such a beast.
Yeah.
Anyway, she claims that she doesn't like American men.
Oh.
What?
Now, how could there not be one guy in America who is worth being with? That's just
so
ridiculous.
She might be the problem.
Yeah,
hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Oh, she's the problem, all right. She's getting her own show now.
What? Oh, yeah. You're kidding me.
And what a bunch of enablers.
There she is.
Yeah, I think I know why she's getting her own show.
Wow.
Right there. Wow.
She looks really good in a bathing suit, I got to say.
Okay. Right.
And Pedro, I guess she's still, is she still with Pedro?
Is she? Or
she's from the Dominican Republic.
And she survived?
With Pedro Guerrero.
Well, the locals seem to always survive. Chantel has survived the alcohol in the Dominican Republic somehow.
Wow.
Oh, she's such a beast. The two families met for the wedding, and they're at dinner, and her brother said something offensive about Pedro. They're always blaming Pedro for everything. So Pedro, like, stands up to defend himself, and her brother threw a lamp at him.
Whoa.
And a brawl broke out.
Cool.
I mean, a major brawl because Pedro went after him.
Oh, that's good.
And it's all Pedro's fault. But, of course, his family says, your brother threw a lamp.
God.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What's going on? Oh, OJ.
Hello, Twitter world. This is me, yours truly. You know, in the last 48 hours, I've learned that you're never too old to learn. 2 days ago was my birthday, and I got hacked in my computer. Well, I probably got more duped than hacked. In any event, they got into all my information.
What?
Fortunately for me, my bank alerted me that there was a charge to coming in from Europe in euros, and they didn't honor it. So I really didn't lose anything except some time and stuff. But the problem was I was traveling the next day, which was yesterday, and I had to get some cash from my friends. I figured I was in good shape. Little did I know. Do you know there's companies in America that will not accept the American dollar for goods or services?
What?
Really? I mean, at one
only
point,
for
I
murderers.
Couldn't even buy a bottle of water. You know, I just thought, well, when did the American dollar get usurped? They said cash was king. I guess now it's been relegated to a duke or an earl. In any event, I know there's a lot of Americans that don't have credit cards, and I just didn't think it was right. But on a happier subject,
we're about a month away
from fantasy football. I'm getting a lot of questions about it.
Shut up.
And on the next couple of posts, I will address those questions. Right now, if I was picking first or second, it's easy. Mahomes would be my first pick.
What is he working towards?
Saquon Barkley, without a
doubt.
His
own podcast.
That kid is going to be one of the all-time greats. The problem is, if I'm picking third, what am I going to do? You got Elliott, you got Gurley, you got McCaffrey, and you got one of my stars last year, Kamara. You know, which one do you pick? I don't know.
I can't focus because of the wind chimes.
We'll deal with that, you know, next week. But right now, I'm in Louisiana. We got Hurricane Barry coming. So all you Louisianians, buckle up. Stay safe. All right. Talk to you soon.
What's he doing in Louisiana?
Yeah.
What, look, he thinks he's happy running back OJ again.
You know what his first thought was when his stuff got hacked?
I got a little getting even to do.
So, wait, he couldn't use cash for a bottle of water?
Yeah, no, it's been usurped. Cash is no longer king, cash is a duke.
where can you not use cash for a bottle of water?
Wherever juices.
Juice chops.
I mean, I've heard of places that don't take cards, but not places that don't take cash.
I'm not aware of that either. I mean, if he's carrying $100 bills, that might be a problem.
Right.
How about O.J. Simpson? That someone probably said, no, we don't take cash here. They don't want to be killed.
That's the best theory I can think of.
What a turd.
There were a couple things right before the show that came up. One was Danielle Bregoli. Bad Baby.
Yeah.
Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's great.
Signed a $1 million deal. Songwriting deal.
Oh, for God's sake.
How about that?
$1 million.
With who? Who got ripped off there?
What's the story, Brandon?
Wait, didn't she have a record contract?
I thought so.
Well, but she's got a new songwriting one.
They're so such a great songwriter.
She's going to receive $350,000 up front and then two installments of $325,000. Once her songwriting hits certain revenue goals. So I'll have to find out exactly who
ever hit the revenue goal.
Listen to one of her better songs.
Has she ever written anything? I thought people wrote it for her.
I think she's written some really dumb songs.
Hmm. Ooh, it's a worldwide publisher.
What her latest is. When is she going to be pregnant, by the way? Oh, is there another song? I've heard this stupid song.
She hits puberty.
The High Bitch song?
Hits puberty. Have you seen her lately?
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Oh, she did a song with Kodak Black. Neat.
Fuck it to a beanie, bitch. Race a fucking rich bitch. Fuck up on my mention, bitch. Fuck you in your picket fence. Put it like I miss you, bitch. Shoot it, hell is empty, bitch. Hanging out the window with it. Who the fuck gon' mention this? I beat the braids off that bitch. J's off that bitch. Come through in a rave from that bitch. Sprayed on that bitch.
Yeah! Cool.
She's a cosmetics deal, too, right?
Yeah.
She's got a ton of loot.
It's definitely the dumb millionaire. The year of the dumb millionaire.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Phil.
Decade of the dumb millionaire, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Crank it a little bit. I want to hear these great lyrics. I make a mess on your block. I got a juice, bitch.
I got a juice. I got a juice, bitch. I got juice.
I got a juice, bitch. Hop in the coupe, bitch. Who's that dude?
I'm a YG? Yes, who, bitch? Boy, I beat the bricks up your ass. I'm your daddy you never had. Man, that nigga YG be tripping. No, bitch, I be mad. Man, you ain't standing no jag. You ain't got no trip, no swag. You don't talk nothing about your bag. Then you ain't really got no bag. Nigga, my daughter gon' have her bag. No! My daughter gon' have her bag. No! Stop it! Oh, wait, here's her new song. Here's her new song.
Can't wait.
It's called Get Like Me. Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. How get like me? Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. How get like me? I ain't never gave a fuck about a broke bitch. I ain't never gave a fuck about no bitch. Okay. I think we get the point of that song.
The song, the word bitch seems to be a bit of a crutch.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
So it's the Pulse music group that, signed her. I don't know anybody else.
They have some pretty big names on there.
Do they?
Yeah. Which is sad. All right, great.
Think she can rap that fast for real?
I doubt it.
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, I mean, there's a somewhat of a skill.
What?
But who knows how many takes that was. Or...
Hey, get you some money. Bitch.
Just sped it up.
Fuck her. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your whole clique.
Yeah. And Happy New Year.
Yeah, after,
how about that?
After knowing who she was originally and where she came from and living it in real time.
Yeah.
When I was seeing that something happened when she was on tour, I was like, wait, this idiot is on tour. I knew she had a rap. I knew she was supposedly going to do songs. So I start looking at the tour dates and some clips, and there's like the crowd is completely fixated on her, sold out. I mean, the house is jammed. It wasn't the biggest arena, but it was like a couple thousand kids just going ape shit.
Why can't we get Scooter Braun to bully her? Right?
I don't think she can be a hero.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Thank you for that.
And she has security guards everywhere she goes.
I think she could be bullied. Yeah. I don't think she could Dr. Phil. Or I think
she bullied him.
She bullied him easily.
Yeah.
He kicked his ass.
And that was really the end of Dr. Phil. No one's heard of him since.
I haven't heard much.
He's only nine on the highest paid.
You were nothing before I came on this show.
Did you guys see the Obamas were in Hollywood renting some swanky place?
Oh.
And there was sort of speculation that they're moving there.
Well,
they've got a lot of big deals.
Netflix.
And doesn't it sort of seem like everyone really, if they had their druthers, they would make it in Hollywood? Doesn't it seem like.
Well,
I mean, if you're artistic at all.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I know LeBron, isn't that really his big priority?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a movie. He's shooting right now. They're shooting Space Jam 2.
Oh, Lord.
Be prepared. Bugs Bunny's coming back.
Does he have a new stupid game show?
Space Jam 2, is that directed at like 8-year-olds?
Well.
Probably teens.
Yeah, teens.
Tweens.
And you know what? It's going to get a lot of people who saw the original when they were kids, like me, to try to check. I mean, I'll probably check it out just because I loved Space Jam when I was a kid. Michael Jordan.
Okay. I never saw Space Jam.
Yosemite
Sam. I love Michael Jordan. I guess I was a little old.
Wait, isn't that, wasn't R. Kelly's song for that movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, cool. Is he doing the song for Space Jam 2?
It's similar, but it's a little different. Here it is.
I used to think that I could not be harmed.
I guess it is aimed towards kids.
That they would keep quiet.
I saw the original Space Jam in theaters. Oops. Oh, damn it. Oh. Screw that all up.
Thank you for that.
As long as grass is on the playing field, if I can see it, then I can do it.
You ever saw Space Jam?
No.
Then they're mature hips. I'm a big pedophile. I believe I can touch her thigh. You can see it on videotape. Don't care, I'm more than twice her age.
Jesus Christ.
When does this trial start?
Oh, yeah, it is taking forever, huh?
I got a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, really?
Because it all came through Michael Avenatti, who's in so much trouble now.
It's a lot, Avenatti. Sure.
And you know they'll play that card. I don't understand. Okay, if it's a videotape of him peeing on a girl, who cares who got it?
But
well, it might,
they'll suggest that there's something nefarious because it came from this guy who steals money from handicapped people.
Not that, but maybe it isn't real because he's had some other cases that don't seem to be terribly real, like the gangbang chick with
and he steals money from people.
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, but why isn't it admissible whatever else he does?
What do you mean?
Well, because there are certain, you know, certain things that are inadmissible in court cases.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if his attorneys are good enough.
So why is he admissible?
Yeah.
If it was Epstein's dream team, they'd find a way to do it.
For sure.
Yeah.
They really would. Yeah. But this guy, I don't know, who is this tool representing him? He's such a dork.
Oh, I don't even remember. Like that's so far ago, so long ago.
I know, you're right. Things go, there's so much, so much.
Mm. A million things a day.
The Palace is having a closeout sale, 3,000 items.
Oh, cool. What? Anything you want?
No, I didn't see anything really. I
thought I'd like maybe those big murals, like when you walked
where
in.
Where are you going to put that, Trudy?
Front lobby, yeah.
You put that in your,
I think your house will really turn
your foyer.
On. Come home with one of those.
Yeah, but it didn't have any of the pistons I liked in them. So
maybe that's also the thing that bridges your house turning on you. Maybe it will like that.
It just had the big scary Bill Laimbeer.
No, I want like Rashid and Chauncey and Ben. But
you really want to look at them all the time? You like them that much?
Well, now that you say that, no.
Oh, wait.
It would get old after a while, I suppose.
There's tons of facility equipment, too, we could buy.
You know, that's the thing. It's
such
like
as?
The Palace. I like the Palace, but it's extinct after 28 years. It's not going to be remembered as one of the great venues of all time because it was only around 28 years.
Look at this 2001 Chevrolet 3500 you can get.
Ooh. Why?
Is that the team vehicle or something?
No, it's like a flatbed truck.
For the grounds?
The current bid is $625.
Oh, wow. Malik, what's his name? Could maybe grab that
Malik
up.
McDowell.
It's in his price range.
I'm sure someone's going to drop off some palace chairs to the house here. And then, Drew, you're going to owe them.
Sit outside.
You're going to owe them.
And then the former owner can ask for them. He'll drop something off that's worth nothing.
Oh, look at this. You get a 2004 Chevy Silverado 2500 with only about 48,000 miles on it for $1,500. It says palace on the side of it. But
nice.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
I hope we get a framed,
a box
something
truck.
With the what? Roof framed. And then we can hang that up,
yeah,
too.
Something that doesn't stay in place within the frame, too. It falls all over.
I'm looking at it right now. It's crazy.
Here you go, Drew. A 1996 Chevy van with a 90,000 miles. The current bid is $110.
It doesn't even have pistons, anything
still,
on it. It's
I still don't want it.
Let's drive it and just fucking go mad in it.
It's a plain white van. Why would you want that?
Oh, there you go, Trudy. Look at that trailer. That says Detroit basketball on the side.
Oh, yeah. Cool. A trailer in it.
Mobile sprayer, generator.
I don't know if you like crap.
Oh, look at this. A Suzuki bike, dirt bike.
Will Mass procure something? I think that's the real question.
Yeah.
I expect he
maybe get that van.
He will want something. when he's done with his... Is that a GoFundMe he has for the Michigan Thunder? Is that a GoFundMe, or is he just trying to raise money?
Oh, I think he's just having an event. What's the...
It's an event. That's right.
Yeah.
To raise money for travel sports?
Yeah. Softball team?
Travel softball.
Meanwhile, Terry still needs a chair.
Yes.
Yeah, but Terry. And Judy mentioned earlier, between both GoFundMes, Terry now has $33,806.
Oh, Terry?
Wow.
He's going to have an awesome chair. It will rival the Hawks.
Big up, Terry.
Poor Hawk. His chair is really taking a beating today.
I wonder, fundraiser for Travis. There's a fundraiser for everything nowadays.
It's for charity. What?
Travel sports. Okay. Huh? Well, I mean, I guess some people probably can't pay for it, and they would like to go. So you can ask for anything.
Just not do travel.
You can't ask for anything. Have a great weekend, everybody. The best of course, Saturday, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith with our friends at CBWM, 248-797-7746. You can text Scott Kunith. He'd love to list your home. Or if you can refer someone to Scott, please do. SKunith@CBWM.com.
See ya. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Daddy, you forgot to play the music. Forgot to play a lot of music of one of them. I like Arabian Nights.
Boy, are you bossy. You want Arabian Nights?
Uh-huh.
That's your intro music?
Yeah, you forgot it's in Arabian Nights.
Are you going to sing along to it?
Yeah.
Have you been performing to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be for my six-year-old party, Papa.
It is?
Yeah, you'll see it at my six-year-old party.
All right, here we go.
Hey, we're starting. All kids.
We're starting. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Oh, imagine a land. It's a faraway place. With a caravan.
What?
Why aren't you playing the soundtrack of it?
This is. You're among. Every culture and tongue. Is this not the one you wanted?
Hey, it's home. When the winds from the east.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the fourth episode of the Charlotte and Daddy podcast. I'm Dad, and with me today is
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you today?
Good.
And what is today?
Sunday.
And what is it, a special Sunday?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's Father's Day.
Do you have a father?
Yes.
Who is your father?
Daddy.
That's right. I am your father. And you did a lot of special things for me this morning. I really appreciate it. How did you wake me up this morning?
By jumping on
you. Yep, and then you stuck your feet in my face, didn't you?
Yes.
Is that funny?
Yes.
Does your dad ever get mad?
No.
No, he doesn't. Is your dad a pushover?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. So what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know.
Well, did you do any show prep?
What song is this?
Well, Mr. Drew is playing music upstairs. Can you hear it?
Can't.
Is it distracting you?
Yes.
Okay, you need to focus. Don't worry about that. It's summertime, right? And what have you been doing all summer because you don't have school? What did Papa buy you for the backyard that you've been playing with all summer so far?
All winter, I have been bouncing in my roof bounce house I have when it's snowing.
Okay. Do you also swing when it's snowing?
Yes.
And swim in the pool when it's snowing?
No, I don't have a pool.
Well, you have a little kiddie pool.
I do not have a pool or a lake.
Or a lake.
Nobody has a lake in this town, or nobody has a pool in this town. Nobody has water or a pool.
Do you live in the desert?
No.
And where did we go yesterday?
To a lake house that has no water in it.
That's crazy. And whose house was it? Was it your friend's?
Yes.
Yeah, did you have fun?
I caught a fish.
You did catch a fish, didn't you?
Yeah.
And were you freaked out by it, or was it pretty cool?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and did you touch the fish?
Uh-uh.
No, did you touch the worm?
Actually, I did touch the fish and the worm.
Yeah, you did? Mm-hmm. Who else touched the fish?
Mama.
Didn't Mama like touching the fish?
No.
Not at all, right?
Where's this button right, this little thing right here?
Is it red?
No.
What button?
Button on here that you twist right here on the side.
That's what keeps the microphone hooked to the arm, so don't twist it or else it'll fall off. What else do you want to talk about? This is why you do show prep.
I didn't.
Little Miss Maz?
I mean, press this.
Press what?
This red button.
No, you know what it does.
Hello. Can you hear myself?
Yeah. No, I think everybody heard that. Have you been doing performances at home?
Yeah.
To what?
Aladdin movie the people were in, I saw. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that? Did you like going to a big movie theater?
Yeah, and...
Was it super loud?
The one with the real people in it that really has the real people.
Yeah, the play, the musical.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite?
I don't know.
I think you like the movie better. You know why I think that?
Why?
Because you got to get the biggest thing of popcorn I've ever seen.
And I've been playing for Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Those are all your performances, huh?
The songs I've been performing for, but I don't like some of them. I just tell everybody which ones I did perform on. I have on my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
First one of Aladdin is Arabian Nights. The second one is One Jump. The third one, it's Prince Ali from the people one that they did.
Yep.
The Frozen ones is the Frozen Heart, the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Love and Open Doors. The third one is Let It Go.
Who do you perform Love
Isn't? The second one is from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is the song I listen to is This Is Halloween.
Yep. And who do you perform Love Is an Open Door with?
Mama or Daddy.
Oh. I thought it was only me. You do that song, Mom?
When you're not here.
Oh, man.
Your podcast.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up, all right?
Yeah.
Well, I have to do work.
You're not going to get your work done.
I'm not going to get my work done?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thank everybody for listening, Charlotte.
Bye.
Did you say thank you for listening?
Bye.
Say thank you for listening.
Bye.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening.